This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live for, what is it, March 30th? Almost at the end of March. Hopefully you guys are doing okay. We've got a lot of... we have some funny clips of people bitching about racisms. One specific person sounds rather alarmed. We'll get to that. And there's a lot to be alarmed about if you're just looking at metrics, however you want to track it, especially what people say online collectively, larger and larger numbers, people upset with the usual suspects. Let's see what we have here. Turn off the splat button. I do about every other show. I keep them guessing. I if I have an interview like I do with Hersant and I have it up like a day, I don't give them a chance to do that. I just take it off. So it is kind of a waste when you have like threads on Telegram apparently where you'll get a couple dozen, or at least a dozen anti-whites trying to run and splat things. 19 reasons to hate bankers even more. Well, one of the challenges I see coming up in the next week, actually, it looks like everything Trump was going for, at least as far as Ukraine and several other projects, are all falling to hell in a handbasket. The Iran situation is well known. Giving them an ultimatum isn't really going to work, but you got all these other things blowing up at the same time. Let's see what Fan of the Air is putting in there. 19 reasons why the Fed is at the heart of our economic problems. Yeah, well, they issue debt as a currency. That's how they work. They loan Federal Reserve notes into circulation instead of issuing a U.S. dollar directly from the Treasury. So the interest on the debt outpaces the amount of debt in circulation. So you end up in a scheme where you have to, it's like you have a balloon with a hole in it. And so you keep on having to blow and blow and blow, and eventually you reach these particular points where you have to expand territory. You got to find new territory to expand to. You've got to change your balance sheet. You've got to play continuous games. And sooner or later, you're out of games, and you've got to roll into a new game is what they're trying to do. Lonk. Thank you very much, Fan of the Air. It is a tremendous challenge, these types of systems. The book I recommend is Historical Popular Delusions and Madness of the Crowds, if you're interested in propaganda and crowd behavior. Like if you've ever had trouble reading Le Bon, The Crowds, which Hitler had on his nightstand. Read the primer to it. It's by a Scottish man, 100 years from the early 1800s. It is about, but get the one with the financial manipulations and read about the South Sea Bubble, the Tulip Mania, and the episode in France where they did this. As they've been trying to perfect this for the longest time. And I do have some links pulled up later where the Solari report is actually talking about the difference, which I've never heard anyone talk about, the difference between the type of digital currency that Washington wants to put in place, supposedly, as opposed to the type of digital currency they're putting in place in Europe. But the Federal Reserve, you're not going to get rid of debt until you stop issuing debt as in lieu of a true currency, a facsimile of money, which is something no one's doing. Elon Musk isn't talking about this. No one's talking about this. You'll never hear an explanation. The gold standard is also flawed depending on who owns the gold. Now, if you had a lot of gold, for instance, I'm guessing Russia has a tremendous amount of gold, then having some gold, and I'm guessing every central bank on this planet is going to have some amount of gold, having some gold in your reserve pile might make sense, but I would go to a mixed asset reserve myself, and I'd make sure to hold assets that I had in my territory. You know, being on a gold standard, in other words, you can loan gold coins into circulation the same way you can do Federal Reserve notes, which is the game the bankers played in Europe. They would loan gold coins into circulation. The interest on the coins outweighed the number of coins in circulation. They would get kings in trouble and then bankrupt them. On and on it goes. It is a game. Why do we have to have these types of central banks? Well, not everyone in the world does have them. Typically, when they don't have them, we go to war. The Reichsbank, JFK would have been the last major incident involving someone, and I'm not saying that's the reason he got shot. There was many different groups that hated him, but he was issuing currency at the Treasury level. He like went out of his way to piss off every powerful group, you know. But we have to supposedly the way it was explained by one of the, I think it's one of the Archbishops of Canterbury several hundred years ago. We owe an infinite amount of debt to a particular god, and we must always be reminded of that. So we owe an infinite amount of debt. We must always be reminded of that infinite amount of debt, which is why we have to have one of these types of central bank. We owe an infinite amount of debt. Got to always be reminded of it. Wonderful God, eh? The truth is that the institution most powerful over our economic system is the Federal Reserve. Facts. Federal Reserve operates in great secrecy. I think its balance sheet is probably somewhat secret. The families that I just want to know what families own it or what families own the trusts and the companies that own it. The Federal Reserve operates in great secrecy and it acts as if it's not accountable to the American people. Well, it's not. Yet the decision that the Federal Reserve makes have a dramatic impact on the lives of every single American. The Federal Reserve is a central pillar of our debt-based financial system. The way the system is designed, normally no money comes into existence without more debt being created. Right, they're issuing reserve notes. They're issuing actual notes. If you pull it out of your pocket, you're going to see a Federal Reserve note. The note is a debt instrument. It's a Ponzi scheme that is designed to drain wealth from the American people and transfer it to elite. It's designed to create bubbles. No doubt about it. It's not a stable system by any means, but they have done a very good job of being magicians. And the way they've done that is people say there's nothing behind the dollar. Well, the U.S. military is behind the dollar, and all the commodities on the planet are priced in dollars. So, and if you try to change that, military is going to attack you. In the United States, the only people that can create money are the bankers. You cannot create money. You would go to jail if you tried. The power of money creation and debt creation is in the hands of private banks, not the government. True. Federal Reserve itself is not a profit-making institution. Rather, is a tool that enables others obscene amounts of money. Who knows? I mean, I wonder at what point they just started printing money because all it is ledgers. Now you're dealing with digital ledgers with a lot of currency in circulation. I wonder how many of those digital ledgers were just blackmail money. Like, okay, we got to pay off this politician over here. We got to send money to this person's kid, and you just, send them money electronically. The dollar, it's a perception thing. Federal Reserve is a perpetual debt machine. True. The Federal Reserve system is designed to cause inflation. Yeah. Federal Reserve has decided to play bizarre games with our money supply. That is one of the difficult things is understanding exactly what they're doing with the money supply. Well, a lot of times, like right now, they're contracting their balance sheet, meaning they're reining in on some level. And when that happens, it can cause disasters. The Federal Reserve is undemocratic. The Federal Reserve runs the U.S. economy. Federal Reserve favors the big banks. The worst debt problems caused by the Federal Reserve become the more money the IRS needs to collect from the rest of us. The Federal Reserve creates artificial financial bubbles. Indirectly, yes. I don't think they go out to say, we're going to create this bubble. Other groups do that. But they're always got a big game in. Well, I wouldn't put it past them, but the other groups do that. That's kind of like the job of the Goldman Sachs and stuff like that. Federal Reserve is anti-free market. In a free market system, the marketplace would determine what interest rates are. Well, actually, the market kind of does determine what interest rates are. The Federal Reserve can either get in front of it or behind it because the market will jack up let's say, the 10-year note. The market can jack that up at any given time. You can only fight it so much. So they're either ahead of perceptions or behind perception. They can't really control interest rates like that. Like people think, like, okay, I'm going to determine interest rates are 5% so the Federal Reserve can like dictate under that into law. Now it doesn't work that way. They're just basically trying to control perceptions. The Federal Reserve tells the rest of us what our banks have to do. The people currently running the Federal Reserve pretty much have no idea what they're doing. I don't know about that. Even though the Federal Reserve has such extraordinary power of the financial system, American people are not permitted to examine their books. No. Federal Reserve has way too much power. Okay, over and over again. Yeah, but what are you going to do about it? This is ultimately the challenge, right? Ultimately the challenge. What are you going to do about it? Rothschilds are heard as, I've heard, are the main owners. That's never been proven. I doubt it. I doubt they're the main owners. I mean, I'm just speculating. Typically, this group does not present things that open when it comes to obscurities like the Federal Reserve. They probably own a big chunk of some trust that owns something in a company that owns something in the Federal Reserve, that type of thing. So I'd be surprised if they didn't own a chunk of it, but there's a lot of different rumors. They know what they're doing. Well, they've been doing it a long time. Let's see here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. Cranky Cracker, they know what they're doing. Okay, I already read that. Yeah. It's something to get your mind around. It's quite a large game. The only one that really has anything different is China. China has something along the lines of a Reichsbank, and I think they allowed China to have it to see how it really works, that type of system, because it's not something they'd seen prior to any length of time, prior to the study in colonial script in early America and the Reichsbank. The Reichsbank issued, like the People's Bank of China, they issue a currency. The currency is backed by GDP, the gross domestic product, the goods and services, and basically the productive capacity of the German people, which is how you could issue a currency. And then, of course, you would have reserves, could be gold. You could have a mixed asset standard, gold, real estate, natural resources, silver. You could do a variety of different things based on what your country had, what natural resources you have in your country or what makes more sense for your country. You would want to design that particular system around it, but you'd issue currency against your GDP, basically, debt-free. Which is one of the great things that levitated Germany. Like, okay, how did he pay off the debt? Well, you could pay off our debt maybe even quicker, the size of this economy. Stop issuing debt as money. It's very simple. Not easy, but simple. Guys, fighting over religion in chat, it's like a waste of time. You guys on Rumble, stop fighting over religion in chat, please. It's just a distraction. You're not going to solve anything. Arguing with people online. Unless you're putting out memes or something, then maybe you can do something. Let's see what's going on here. Every once in a while, I see something that I'm like, did the person get wiped out? And I don't know what this is. Is this a guy or a female? Oh, maybe a tranny. And I don't even know what they're smoking. Can any of you guys figure out what this person's smoking? Who is the debt owed to? The Federal Reserve, of course. The U.S. government, of course. It's a private institution. So if you're loaning notes into circulation, those notes are owed to the Federal Reserve itself. You know, the government basically goes into more and more debt to this private institution. I think that's a dude. I think this is an actual dude. Man, it blew it right out of his face. What exactly is this? Is this some kind of crack pipe or something? Or is this... Oh, they were trying to smoke some type of aerosol can? What is this? It blew up. Jesus. It's supposed to be a promissory note used to pay us our gold back, but it's degenerated so far and no longer serves that purpose. Well, what they're going to do, it looks like in the new scheme as of right now, is they're going into a fractional gold scheme. So every dollar will have so much gold behind it at a, as a percentage. That gold will be digital gold, though. And I'm curious to see what the Russians do. Because the Russians are going to bring out like an electronic ruble, but they'll have like a cash ruble, which is smart. You always want to have cash money. Great way to burn your throat and lungs. Yeah, it looks like some kind of aerosol can. I just can't figure out what they're doing. Absolutely retarded. Absolutely. Oh, man. I've never seen anything like this, though. What's up, Aaron White? Yeah, lighting an aerosol can. I don't even know what kind of aerosol can it was. Was that like one of those CO2? CO2? But why would you light it? It's crazy. Trying to figure them out. We got a lot of base white women coming around, though. You know, the one famous one I played you last week, I could play it again. See what else I got going on here. But this one got my attention. Make sure it's up. Yeah, you guys can see this. Guy turns down, gets turned down asking for a number and freaks out. All right. There's a white girl sitting around, way too many blacks, some kind of restaurant. TikTok challenge? It might be a TikTok challenge. I don't know. It's a good call. Some stupid TikTok challenge. Well, no, he'll hit a woman. All right, it looks like it's some kind of... Some mixed area. He's trying to ask out this white girl or something. She said she's not interested in black dick. It's a chimp out. Women brainwashed to think they can fight anyone. As the Angelina Jolie, like Tomb Raider, those movies like Tomb Raider they brought out, every woman thinks she's Annie Oakley. You better have a gun. He calls her a cracker. He's trying to ask her out. She won't give him the number. Actually, the Shibun, the black woman was talking, was stepping up to defend the white woman, which I've never really seen anything like that, unless you're in a mixed area and she's trying to kind of virtue signal to the whites. She called him a bitch. I'll make you suck my dick until your head pops off. Keeps calling him bitch. Provoking. Low impulse control. Not exactly intelligent.
I'm glad you got bail money. You don't fucking need it.
Will you stop?
At woman can't hold him back. These waitresses are old and white, the ones I see at
least. Oh, no, no, no. You can't hit a girl. I wish he's gone. Okay. Hit that white girl if you want to. You really? Oh, what a fucking man you are. What the, today, well, I might have not did nothing to Sharonda, but I wish you would touch that girl.
I wonder if she has a gun. This Shaniqua right here.
You scurrying in my head, motherfucker. You can't hit a girl. I wish she's gone. Okay. Hit that white girl if you want to. You really? Oh, what a fucking man you are.
I wonder if she has a gun in her pocket. What? Or she's going to cap him. Wouldn't that be crazy? It'd be the first time I've seen something like that. Have we ever seen anything like that?
Did not tell Sharonda.
Yeah, we got Shaniqua getting ready to put a cap in a black guy for beating on a white woman? I don't know. White girl was pretty aggressive running her mouth there, calling him a bitch. I'll make you suck my big black dick until your head pops off. Well, I'm not interested in black dick. Yikes. Well, I mean, it was a good response. Calling him a bitch and provoking him. Surprised he didn't pull out a gun and shoot her. That's usually how that type of thing ends up, right? I don't know. Who'd I got coming on? We have, let's check the calendar out. I have on Mr. Hersant, Jacob Hersant from Australia tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's going to run later because he doesn't want to get up super early. And we got Emily Yukas on Friday. So we got two interviews this week. The following Monday, we have on Angela Plume, who is the associate editor or the main editor, I believe, at one of the main editors at Countercurrents. Vincent James on the 14th, and we continue to schedule out. So we'll see. Let me see what else we got to pull up here. Mr. Hersant. This is Mr. Hersant, I should say. Get his name correct. And he does a pretty good job. I like these videos. All the
We cannot ally with the non-whites in our countries. Their habitation in our lands is against our fundamental principles. Allying ourselves with the non-whites will only confuse the public and make our racist proselytizing all the more difficult. And besides, a few non-whites that are okay with our efforts to deport them back to where they actually belong have little to provide for us materially.
Good points. This is him as well.
Slander against our movement. I remember when they used to unequivocally call us terrorists for merely putting up stickers. And so we shouldn't be shy in repaying the favor to these anthropoid vermin. Don't feel any remorse in calling our enemies what they are. Mercenaries. Torturers, traitors, pedophiles, and parasites.
Yeah, he's seems like a pretty good young guy, young fellow from over there in Australia. We're going to have him on tomorrow, again, at 7 p.m. Eastern. We are running it later because he's in Australia. And we're going to try to get on Joel. We're going to try to get on Mr. Keith Woods. We're going to try to get on a few different people. We'll have to see how it goes. But we've got Emily Yukas on Friday and Mr. Hersant tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. The link's already out. This earthquake over there and I expect to see more disasters like this. I think we've went a long time on this planet without seeing a lot of big disasters. I mean, we've seen hurricanes, but I mean, giant earthquakes in these different areas where they are quite common. Jacob is facing prison time. Yeah, I want to hear all about that. How much prison time is he taking? I mean, is he facing? When does he? Well, we'll discuss that with him tomorrow, I guess. If you guys know, I'm going to have to look it up tomorrow afternoon and read up on him. I watch his videos, which are concise. They're simple, straightforward. Anthropoid vermin. Yeah. Can you imagine working on a building? Now, what's going off is that's a bunch of water from the actual infinity pool that they have on like the 30th floor. But this guy's working on the building. He's scaled up to work on the building. And earthquake hits. Now it's shaking so much that the water's coming over the infinity pool sides. Oh, he's able to come down the building. Now, we haven't seen any of these more extravagantly built buildings. I don't have a damage report on them, but some of the other ones crumbled, but those look to be older ones. You guys can get an idea of, this is a pool top, maybe 20, 30 stories, 40, 50 stories, I don't know. This is in Bangkok, Thailand, and the earthquake hits.
What the fuck is happening? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It's a lot of shaking if you think about it. I'm surprised these buildings did that well. These buildings did extremely well for an earthquake. The newer ones, at least.
This is good.
One night in Bangkok. Sounds like a British woman. Crazy. Dicey. Absolutely dicey. What's up, Peepu? Oh, man. Scary stuff. Can you imagine something like that hitting California and really doing a lot of damage? Look like Mad Max in no time. Here we go. This is Virginia, 1972. Asian architecture is pretty solid. Depends. Japanese, yes. Chinese, you can flip a coin. Chinese government buildings apparently are very well built. A lot of other stuff, you just got to flip a coin. Thais, it appears that their new stuff is staying up during 7.7 earthquakes. All I care about is... White people. Good stuff. I like it. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. This white people thing. It's amazing how much traction these simple videos get. I mean, I'm doing like live experiments on X. I've already got one warning. All they do is issue a warning and limit the tweet's visibility. I don't know. I don't know what I can really say about the Jews. Every other group, you pretty much go after to some extent or another, and if you're tactful about it. But these like good morning white people things, this stuff goes crazy.
I'm currently hearing...
There's a whole generation, well, multiple generations now that have never seen, like, been in areas that are, like, super, super white.
Tyrol,
especially North America.
Austria. And here you can see what a high trust society looks like. This is a farmer's market. You can get bread and other stuff here.
Oh, I think this is the famous Austrian guy that, forget his name though. It's Catholic.
It's a little fridge. 10 eggs cost 4 euros. So I can just take those eggs. Close the fridge again. And then put the money in here. And it's also... nature friendly because the egg cartons and egg boxes can be disposed here afterwards. This is what they want to take from us, because if migrants will come in masses to this place, this will also be gone.
Yeah, we've already seen in places like Ireland where they walk up and they take right from it. It's, you know, it's good stuff though. Very good stuff. It's just amazing what people have never seen anything like this. Let's say you're a young white guy, grew up in America in the suburbs or something like that, all everything mixed, you just never seen anything like this before. You know? Martin Selner. I think that's Martin Selner, right? my memory. My memory short-circuited there, as it does from time to time. Martin Selner, who I've never spoken with him. I don't think he liked the white genocide stuff, but, you know, it is what it is. Big difference between bluegrass and blue dream. What's blue dream? Never heard of it. I appreciate you guys tuning in, though. I really do. We got white people. This octopus spots a white woman and says, you know what? I want to be friends with this white woman. She's giving me some nice fish. Treat me nice. Doesn't appear to be hurting her, and he's big enough to do some damage with those little suction cups if you want it to. He's hanging out. No, it's right near. It's right near a boat docking, so this is in the wild. A big octopus. They can be dangerous, but they don't. They're one of the more mysterious animals on the planet. They have rectilinear eyes like a goat. That's why they call them the goatfish or the devilfish. They also are one of the species, one of the particular creatures on this planet that is such a mystery that it's marked for, well, it could have came from somewhere else. One of those type of mysterious creatures. Smart. They also organize somewhat similar to humans, for colonies and whatnot. They don't live long enough to be really dangerous to us. It's wild stuff. Only the black ones are dangerous. They're extremely smart. They're smart. Difficult to know how smart they are, but smart. Terrifying. Terrifying how smart they are. If they lived a long, long time, if they had long lives, they would be extremely dangerous, potentially, is what they say, at least. Yeah, they're confirming that was Martin Selner. A particular god looks like an octopus? One of the sea gods. Oh, man. This is dangerous. Here you got a white woman. What, she's taking selfies of a deer with pretty good antlers, this buck. This is not something you'd want to try. Is that a mule deer or just a regular whitetail? I can't tell. You guys tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, these are Asians. I wonder if this is America or in Japan or somewhere.
Yeah.
They have a lot of deer in Japan.
How
could be China. I don't know. I don't know anything about deer in China. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. Watching those videos, learning from the white people and trying to be like white people? No. She'll put her feet in the water and get eaten alive by an octopus. They like white people. Don't necessarily like Asians. It's pretty dangerous, though. Chinese do this all the time with buffalo, elk, etc. Yeah, they're copying white people. They see all these white people do videos online, make a lot of money. Social media. Get all kinds of social media clicks. All kinds of white people taking care of cats, so they start doing that. Well, it's a good gig. You just got to be careful, especially in the wild. See what else we got coming up here. Uncle Richie's counter signaling. Disney Snow White remake was good, actually. I didn't see Disney Snow White remake, but I do know this. I don't know anyone that liked it that saw it. I don't know. I don't know that many people that have seen it. I'm talking about like the online reviews are like terrible of this thing. I don't know. I don't really think the movie should be described as woke. At most, it is woke in the way that every general audience film in the past 30 years is woke. Oh, man. Hold on here. I don't know. I didn't see it. At the end of the day, go woke, go broke crowd who make a living off attacking Disney. Desperately want to hate the film. Desperately want to be victims. Well, they're just repeating particular lines that they hear. Elon's daughter Vivian exposes her dad for always lying about being a good gamer. He was effing dog shit, god awful. Why would you even pretend? This is Hassan. This is a famous streamer. Is he interviewing him? Vivian, Elon Musk's son, I don't know his real name, is now calling herself a woman or a girl and named Vivian. I don't know how much surgery he has done, but let's see this for a second here. You guys know anything about this guy? He's a huge Twitch streamer.
A sponsor for a Ubisoft game.
I can't expose something that I think is...
Oh, he's actually interviewing Elon Musk's son.
A sponsor for a Ubisoft game.
I can't expose something that I think is really fucking funny, which is the fact that I suspect when I was like 12, he was Bronze in Overwatch, and me and my twin weren't.
Hold on, let me get my head out of the way. My twin. This young man has taken a lot of hormones. Very sad.
And he would try to constantly get us to play ranked with him, and I'm like 90% sure it was just because we could carry him. And I was like a 12-year-old Hanzo main who was like barely in silver. He was a bronze Torbjorn main. He was fucking dog shit. Awful. Like, god awful. So, no, I don't believe the fucking... He's like, I am a pro Path of Exile, whatever the fuck. Like, no, the fuck you are not. This is so cringe. Why would you even pretend to be... Like, it's fine not to be a gamer.
I know.
Right?
A sponsor for a Ubisoft game.
I can't expose something that I think is really fucking funny.
Can't imagine going on some particular outlet. We're obviously doing it just for attention and, you know, bitching at your father or anything like that. It's poor taste. I don't even know what account is this. Hassan the Hun. I don't know a lot about this guy other than I think he's, what, a Turk or something? Middle Eastern? Makes a lot of money on Twitch. He does a daily variety stream covering generally from a Democrat's perspective. Turks are fruity. Hassan will probably date her. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about a video game, Overwatch, I think they were talking about. Seven GOP establishment senators anonymously attack Vice President Vance. It's kind of a bitch move. He's calling them bitches. Cowardly neocons. Oh, okay. Seven establishment... Let's read on since we have cowardly neocons. Republican senators opted to anonymously attack Vice President J.D. Vance, earning critiques from the likes of Donald Trump Jr., who concluded that these are the same cowardly neocons, genuine pussies, who have constantly trashed his father over the years. Why would they be anonymous, though? Neocons don't give a shit. How much do you want to bet the seven rhino senators anonymously crying about J.D. Vance to the leftist media are some of the same ones who've constantly trashed Donald Trump, okay? J.I. reached out to Vance for comment on the story in response, okay. They planted a hit piece in Jewish Insider against J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance has a lot of problems. It'd be funny if the neocons started attacking him, but generally, you know, anonymous? I don't know. Yeah, Sam Hyde was threatening Hassan, wasn't he? Isn't that right? I'll see what this is about. This is what Afrikaners are doing in South Africa. They claim to be victims while burning the South African flag, holding up the apartheid flag. Hey, white man, here is your anti-apartheid Muslim ally. This is Khaleesi. But the current South African state, Israel is an apartheid state and bad for Palestinians, but the current South African state is apparently not a neo-apartheid state that is bad for white people. White South Africans should just be more tolerant and sit back as the state targets them and learn to enjoy being genocided, apparently. Good point. Let's see what this is about here. Oh, let me turn it up. Burning flags over there? Well, the rainbow flag has never done shit for them. Meaning whites. I think Sam Hyde would probably kill Hassan. Sam Hyde is a lot bigger than Hassan.
Oh.
on our own country. Hold on. Let me make sure you guys can read it. They're burning flags. I don't know who this is, though. What group this is. He's got military fatigues on. I think they're getting ready for war over there on some level. We want our own country. Yeah, I can see why they wouldn't like the rainbow flag. Well, that particular flag, the South African state. You know, Sam also trained MMA. Definitely did. I remember seeing him fight someone. It was a boxing match, though. So. Look at that Rhodesian flag. That's the flag. South African president says persecution of whites a false narrative as Musk repeats genocide claim. They keep saying it's a false narrative. The problem is that there's just too much evidence. So it's one of those type of things where you can choose to believe the mainstream narrative, which has always been there's no such thing as white genocide. Well, you deserve it, Whitey. Yeah, they're constantly justifying something they say is not occurring. Never mind that. But more and more people are not buying the official narrative that something isn't going on in the white populations. For damn sure. Let's see what we've got going on here. Got more news coming in. We've got financial news. Donald Trump, it appears a lot of things look to be going south as far as international relations. It looks like war is inevitable. I just don't know how big it's going to be, how ugly, or what twists and turns it's going to take, that type of thing. We do have some narratives coming out, though, out of the mainstream, some counter-narratives, if you will, out of Joe Rogan, and we're going to play that because I'm curious how they're treating this deportation. Apparently, across the board, no one's liking deporting people for protesting on behalf of the Palestinians. That leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth. It looks like a shitty move. It's like, you know, who's going to be next? Spartan Sardukar. Poland getting flooded with NONS 50 integration centers plan. Damn. Hold on here. Let me check that out. Thank you very much over there on Rumble. He's infiltrating the naming struggle to co-opt it. I think there's so much going on, it's a tough one to handle, to be honest with you guys. It's impossible to handle. We'll listen to a Jew later at the top of the heap. It's kind of a funny top of the heap. And thank you very much. Let's check this out. Yeah, Poland was supposed to be like the based holdout, but there is no holdout against this beast. Meaning that if you're a white country, you have to have diversity. Warsaw, Poland. Elon can't be trusted. No, you don't want to trust Elon.
Ja pierdolę. O nie. To się zaczęło.
Poland, what a disaster. But I would imagine the Poles will fight. They're kind of late to the game. But what we've seen in Ireland, the ones that are late to the game, the establishment tries to catch up and bury them. That's one of the challenges. That's what we've seen with Ireland. The good news is that there's probably going to be more resistance. The bad news is they're going to have to endure it until they can be tossed out. I don't know. Every single government they put in place, no matter how based and conservatard, they just keep flooding these places and well, all of our particular homelands with more non-Europeans, non-whites. Roosh talked about Poland getting paused 10 years ago. He saw it changing. Poland approved live rounds on the border. At the same time, you've got all kinds of legal immigration in there. These are legal immigrants. Let's check this out. Elon Musk receiving his million-dollar McLaren. Let's look at a young Elon Musk. I've never seen this before. We've got news coming out, of course. They're burning down Teslas or protesting Teslas or something. We're going to play some of those.
Hi, Elon Musk speaking. I expect to receive a car that I've just bought, which is called the McLaren F1.
It's a $1 million car.
There are 62 McLarens in the world, and I will own one of them.
It's $1 million for a car. It's decadent.
Back in 95, there weren't very many people on the internet, and certainly nobody was making any money at all. Most people thought the internet was going to be...
Yeah, a lot of people in small towns and whatnot think it can't come to their small town, but they've been wrong. There's no reason Poland will be any different.
Most people thought the internet was going to be a fad.
Wow, I can't believe it's actually here. It's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, he didn't shave his head. He got plugs. You got a good hair transplant, at least how long was that?
This is definitely very cool. I like it a lot.
Congratulations.
Just 3 years ago, I was showering at the Y and sleeping on the office floor. And now, obviously, I've got a $1 million car and quite a few creature comforts.
One thing I will say about him, he didn't quit after making a few hundred million. No, he just got going. He was just getting going.
It's just a moment in my life.
All clear.
My values may have changed, but I'm not consciously aware of my values having changed.
My fear is that we become spoiled brats.
Hold on a second. I need to pull something up here. Something Global Chat sent me regarding the Tesla protests. That's what we're going into. We're going into these Tesla protests, which are kind of entertaining, I guess. Let me check something out here. This is what I'm looking for. I forgot. Let me download this and pull this up for you guys. Because there could be a legitimate reason to protest Teslas. There might be a legitimate reason. I don't know about, like, destroying property, because destroying property is highly illegal. But keep this in mind, and we'll come back to this. This is on a Tesla. This looks like a Cybertruck. Please consider before vandalizing and performing acts of hate. I am half Jewish, and my decade-long queer partner is a Ukrainian Jew. My family has recognized and verifiable history of resisting and fighting against actual Nazis, and we both have family that survived the Holocaust. If you would like to peacefully discuss your perspective to myself or my partner, we will make ourselves available. Please leave your contact info and we will be in touch. Please think twice before performing acts of hate. Have a wonderful and peaceful day. I'm sure that'll keep people from performing acts of hate. Oh, man. I assume it's real. Let's see, Mr. Ken 87 here. Did you put up a link to my show? What did you put up a link? Hold on, I'll get back to that. You need to tell me why what's going on. I think you put up a link. I appreciate the super chat, but you put up a link to my show. Was that by accident? If so, put up the link you want, and I'll get to it here in a bit. Please consider before vandalizing performing acts of hate. This has to be a troll, but it looks legit. I am half, it is actually a laminated, like an inkjet printer. Get your HP inkjet printer ready, type out a note, and then laminate it and put it outside on your car window. I am half Jewish, and my decade-long queer partner is a Ukrainian Jew. My family has recognized verifiable history of resisting and fighting Nazis. Actual Nazis. And we both have family that survived the Holocaust. If you would like to peacefully discuss your perspective to myself or my partner, leave your number. Oh, man. My 117-year-old gay brown husband and I survived numerous masturbation machines at Auschwitz. Exactly. Yes. Let's see what he's doing here. I'm trying to figure this one out. Okay. Would you just clip that? Okay. I appreciate it. It's funny. But anyways, I wonder how fast this is going to get vandalized. I don't know. Knowing shit libs, they'll probably back down to that, though. They literally are paid protesters. Elon Musk is crying about paid protesters, but we've been enduring paid protesters for a long-ass time. I appreciate that, Mr. Ken 87. Appreciate the clip. I was trying to figure out what it went. I sent you a hyperlink as a super chat to his own show. I don't know how you did that, but it was good. It's kind of funny. Hold on, let's play this. Let's see if they're getting violent. Are they destroying Tesla Cybertrucks?
Yeah, it's fine, pal. Go back to Mexico.
Go back to Mexico. This is out in front of Vineyard Vines. What type of upscale neighborhood is this?
Stay across the border, Pedro.
See you across the border. You're getting uppity. We got some uppity white guys here. Hold on here.
It's fine, pal.
How much will you get paid to protest? Probably not enough.
Go back to Mexico.
By the way, the members-only podcast was messed up yesterday, so I've got to do a new one on Tuesday for you. On Tuesday... I appreciate, sorry about that. Yeah, I should have put a note out. I meant to have a podcast up, but it was messed up, and I was too tired to redo it, basically. So I'll do it for you on Tuesday.
Stay across the border, Pedro.
I respect your point of view.
Yeah, we don't respect yours, because yours is nothing. They have no point of view. They say we don't want Social Security. We do. We don't like vets. We do. They're nothing but a bunch of liars.
There are a bunch of liars. Let's see what else is going on here. Hold on here. It's time to arrest those funding the attacks, arrest their puppets and paid foot soldiers, and stop the violence. The FBI is supposedly on it. We'll see how much the establishment or how big his boots are, Mr. Elon Musk, that is. Is he going to be able to arrest people or get people arrested from the FBI? This guy's sitting in a Tesla. He's being harassed, I guess.
Fucking
Nazi! Fuck you, Nazi! She's calling him a Nazi for driving a Cybertruck. If only.
I feel very, very sorry for you. You're just a little man.
Now we got two dickless Tracys in here.
We need you out of the road, please.
They're saying shame and traitor. Saying traitor?
You're a fucking traitor to the United States, you fuckface!
I don't know. I'm staying out of this, but if anything... Whose side could we be on? We're on the pro-white side. I just don't think any of our people are in on this one. Whites hating whites. Wow.
You're fucking traitor.
I don't know if they're necessarily hating whites per se. Maybe more along lines of self-hating whites. Elon Musk is going to be a dictator. That's what I'm thinking here. Hold on, let's play this one here. Anti-Trump protests. Let's go into some anti-Trump protests. Let's see what's up here.
I'm going to say a bad word, but down with Elon Musk!
What do you want to do to
them? F the tech bros!
What do you want to do to them?
I would like to take them and drag them into the streets and show them street justice right now. Because they are being...
What's this boomer going glowy? He's glowing like my chat on any given day. Holy shit.
I'm going to say a bad word, but down with Elon Musk!
What do you want to do to them?
F the tech bros!
What do you want to do to them?
Damn.
I would like to take them and drag them into the streets and show them street justice.
I'd like to see that. Right. I mean, you know, in like a cage match legally.
Now, because they are being completely...
They are causing violence on us!
No transparency in this government whatsoever!
No, there's no transparency, that's true.
They can't...
There never is, though.
...hide in the shadows and just think they can do what they want!
There's no transparency and there's no... Then they want to get rid of trans because they're also
everything.
Against... People United will never be defeated. And that is why we're here today. What are the consequences if we stop giving
people
Serbia?
United will never be you've been defeated.
The money for DEI.
Well,
Musk takes over the Fed computers. He can take over the federal government. No.
There will be terrible abuses of the law.
She should be a white nationalist.
Everybody will start ignoring the law the way Trump and Musk are.
Actually, whites probably should have started ignoring the law a long time ago. As soon as it makes you, as soon as it becomes illegal for being white, which it pretty much has been for a long, long time.
Well, I think that Elon's so crazy about outer space, I think Mars would be a great place for him.
Down with the oligarchs!
Down with the oligarchs! Why can he hold 330 million people as hostages in a tariff war?
And we can all, you know, eat food, you know? I was for tariffs when Bernie Sanders was for tariffs, but that was completely different because he was doing it to protect American workers.
Right. Well, agreed.
Oh. How about you? Are you maintaining hope? My trans nephew is actually, he was halfway through.
I think this guy's like a troll.
I don't really think
my trans nephew.
Good billionaire.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, especially there's people of color I know that are still having to buy groceries.
Yeah. I think a lot of us Swifties have kind of the same mentality where, you know, we love everyone. The Eras Tour was the best.
Eat the rich except Taylor Swift. Is this another troll?
Place I've ever been, so accepting. And I think, you know, we love a ethical billionaire. I know they're rare, but
He's definitely trolling.
Definitely is one because she's always trying to do her best to give back. But the rest of them, nah, we can eat them.
Yeah. I feel like the Democratic billionaires are fine.
Yeah, you know.
Queers against fascism. Elon Musk is a cuck.
I love the sentiment of your sign, but I'm a little concerned about, like, the kink-shaming aspect.
I was actually worried about that. I'm not gonna lie.
She has a sign, Elon is a cuck.
Are you more proud at this point to be Mexican than American?
Yes.
My girlfriend's primary partner is actually a migrant, and I would...
My girlfriend's primary partner is a migrant.
I would watch her be ravished by him. So I just...
Kink shaming.
I'm just like, it's a lot.
Yeah, and I understand.
No more Cybertruck! Boo! Boo! Boo!
I hate your Cybertruck! You know what? I think I'm going to even stop using ice in my drinks. Would you consider
stop using ice in my drinks?
Cutting using ice to send a message.
Like the actual ice cubes?
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess, if it had a decent enough social media campaign where it actually was public enough.
So I was on the airplane today, actually, and I took my club soda and I said no ice in my cup.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess...
I'm trying to do every little bit I can do at each juncture.
I guess it's a really force... I guess it can...
I mean, I guess I understand, like, the message, though. Like,
I guess I can understand why people and stuff...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this guy's going somewhere. Maybe not. I think he's still game. The girl next to that mongrel. He looks like an Indian. Indian right out of Mexico. That's for sure. Fire damages Republican Party of New Mexico's headquarters. People are pissed at Republicans. ATF is in on this one. Not in on it as in they did it, but in on it as in they're investigating it. They're looking into it. Ever heard of Ari Shaffir, the amazing racist? Yeah, I haven't seen that in years and years, though. What is this guy's YouTube channel? What was his YouTube channel that fellow was playing? Is he Republican? What is he doing other than just trolling people? Follow the money. Ex-Wall Street journalist reveals 24 organizations funding Tesla takedown madness. Has it affected his sales at all? Rogan calls out Democrats for paying people to show up at rallies and protest Tesla. A lot of losers, a lot of people don't have things going well in their life. If someone offered me $400 to show up. Oh, that's pretty. Look at this map. All right, that's pretty aggressive map. It's a lot of locations. The Tesla takedown website, the Action Links Network, the Action Network, an online platform used by far-left NGOs, troublemakers, and the Disruption Project. I don't know. This is the heat Musk wants, so let him take it. He's wealthy. So basically, you have another project where a bunch of NGOs are grouping together while they still have money, while their offices haven't been looted by Doge, to go after Elon Musk and try to protest him. I say try because I've never really seen anything like this be effective against someone super wealthy. That he appears to be running for some type of global dictatorship. Failure to respond. Students voice concerns. Okay, we're going to move on from Elon Musk. But I've never seen anything like that really accomplish anything. I guess it could hurt his sales. Maybe it puts him out of business, but I doubt it. He's got too many government contracts, and the Pentagon keeps giving him more contracts. He's a byproduct of the system, you know. Caliber Vortex says, I'd hold up a sign for $400. Hell yeah. Yeah, $400 is a lot of money to show up at a rally. How long do you have to stay, though? You got to stay in half an hour, 8 hours? What's $400? $400 is... A lot of people are going to do that for $400. Students voice concerns around Jarrett Taylor controversy. You know, it used to be something like this would get a lot of attention, but now it's... I showed the video the other day. Jarrett Taylor showed up to speak at... what was it, CMU? I want to say it was in Colorado, right? I forget already. It's Western Culture Club, 20 students. Their contribution is so bare bones and really left them open to what we had planned. Colorado Mesa University, all right. I was going to say Colorado State, but Colorado State, CMU, no. Colorado Mesa University, which I've never heard of. They said they were going to cancel it, but they couldn't. And he showed up and he spoke. And the only thing they say is that their failure to respond, they're going to have to fight fascism. And on Taylor's Twitter, many of his supporters in the area have expressed interest in attending the event. The event is open to the public, but so far only 80 total seats available. The Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism. He's a white supremacist. They generally racially, spiritual, or government motivated and account for the majority of deaths in domestic terrorist situations. Those white supremacists like Jarrett Taylor are causing all the problems. Whatever happens on March 27th, nothing happened. The CMU administration is taking steps to work with local law enforcement. They're saying they got to stop the fascists from organizing. At the same time, they're saying the fascists have now taken over the U.S. government and are driving Teslas. We gotta stop them. Well, need to make up their minds on what they're trying to stop. Because so far they're not stopping anything. They can cause a big stink, though, if they feel like it. Colorado Mesa University. Didn't you guys listen to the whole speech? It sounded like a good speech. Kind of like your average... white nationalist shows up to college campus type speech. I don't know. It wasn't super spicy. It wasn't very controversial or anything like that. It was just kind of like facts about race. Far-right influencers are hosting a $10,000 per person matchmaking weekend to repopulate the earth. This caught my attention. The NATO conference, which cost up to $10,000 to attend, features multiple matchmaking strategy sessions and on-site ministers so attendees can get married. Damn. Pro-natalist conference with far-right ties in Austin, Texas. Austin is like shit-liveville. You'd think they would probably try to, there'd be a huge protest over this. According to the website, the sold-out NATO conference, you guys ever heard of this? At a hotel operated by the University of Texas, has no political or ideological goal other than a world in which children can have grandchildren. All right. Elon Musk features speakers like Pizzagate conspiracy theorist Jack Probiotics, our favorite. And Cremo, an online pseudonym linked, according to The Guardian, to Jordan Lasker, who discussed falling birth rates and promotes eugenics. NATO conference, Kevin Dolan, father of at least six, according to Politico, has previously stated that eugenics, the belief that white people are genetically superior, and the pro-natalist movement are very much aligned. I don't know if that's eugenicist, white people are superior. No, you just want a healthier human population, including the white population. Publicly available details about the NATO conference are scant. You guys ever heard of this? Pseudoscientific race science by anti-extremist group Hope Not Hate. Oh, there you go. He was speaking to, they were talking to Edward Dutton about this. His pro-natalist events are counter to the perverse incentives in the dating app market. You got to pay 10 grand to go to this, though? 10 grand. Man, a $14.88 super chat, and I'm going to hook you up for free. For just the cost of the super chat. Sounds like an expensive brothel. I don't know. I've heard of this particular group, but I didn't know they were charging $10,000 to match people up. They call Jack Probiotics far-right influencer. I don't know about that. But at least people are thinking that there's a problem. We got to go in a direction. And more people realize there's something racially going on. Trump won't rule out seeking a third term in the White House. Can you imagine if he threw out the elections and just denounced himself as dictator because he's king of the Jews or whatever? What about that? How would that go? It'd be a wild morning. President Donald Trump said in a Sunday morning phone call that he is not joking about a third term, adding that's far too early to think about it. I don't know how they can legally do that. I guess you could overturn the 22nd Amendment, yeah. Let's see what Steve Bannon says. He believes Trump will run again in 2028 and win. I don't even know if we'll have a country by then. A lot of people would like me to hold office for a third term. Okay. President Trump hosts the... What dinner is this? LFTAR dinner? We're keeping our promises to the Muslim community. My administration is engaged in relentless diplomacy to forge lasting peace in the Middle East. Yeah, right. They're putting up pictures of dead Palestinians underneath this. Yes, we're forging relationships with the Muslim community. Be interesting if he had a dinner like this and invited prominent white people and tried to forge a relationship with white people. Every group but us. I think it was like the No White Guilt people pointing this out. Maybe it was Jason himself on Twitter. I retweeted it. But it's every group but us. I guess most people think everything he does is for us, but I haven't seen him do anything explicitly for white people. Trump commutes sentence, this is typical, for convicted Aussie media founder. Ozzy meaning O-Z-Y. I've never even heard of this company. He commuted the prison sentence of Carlos Watson, the founder of the now defunct digital media startup Ozzy Media, spokesperson for Watson. Confirmed to Axios why it matters. Watson was found guilty of conspiracy to commit security frauds, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, aggravated identity theft. And last year, after a judge concluded he had illegally deceived investors about his company's financials. Why would they let him go? Glenn Martin, a criminal justice advocate, thanked the president, his daughter Ivanka. You also thank Alice Marie Johnson, who famously granted clemency by the President Trump after a 21-year sentence. All right. Watson thanked Trump and Johnson in a statement. A federal judge eventually ruled that Watson was guilty and he faced 37 years in prison for the crime. Watson's conviction sent shockwaves to the digital media industry, which for years faced pressure from venture investments to grow quickly online. They're saying it was unfair because he was faced pressure from investors, and then when he couldn't perform up to task, they hit him with fraud. I have a feeling that's a very generous appraisal of the particular situation, you know? Yeah, the Constitution does limit the president to two terms. It's the 22nd Amendment. I believe. Hmm. So he'll commute a sentence for a black man who got he was being mistreated by the justice system because he started a company and they were pushing him to grow and he scammed them. Then he got hauled in and got 37 years, but Trump lets him out. He's talking about paying out J6 people, giving them some money. You know? Nothing for Whitey, though. I guess J6, giving the J6 victims some money, people that were wrongfully put in jail, would be the closest thing of him ever doing anything for whites, directly at least. More than 200 Tesla takedown protest plan. Oh, I missed this. This is in the UK. They're going at it in the UK. No, that can't be right. Oh, Tesla showrooms. Yeah, it is. Tesla showrooms across Britain have been put on high alert as protesters are expected to gather in multiple cities. They're going to protest Tesla in the UK. Donald Trump's not even running for anything in the UK. The big question is about the judges. David Zutty, the judge question is vying for importance with the JQ right now. We're going to start calling them JQ1 and JQ2. Like thing and thing two. It's a problem. The judge problem is a problem. I don't know how he's going to overcome it other than announce a dictatorship and remove the judges that are in his way, cause him a problem. I thought this was interesting. Question is raised by false deportations and arrest of pro-Palestinian protesters. This is Joe Rogan. I was curious to see how the establishment, and Joe Rogan is the establishment, would handle this deportation of students here on student visas for protesting on behalf of the Palestinians. I was curious on how they would handle this.
The Rogan Experience.
31-year-old makeup artist falsely deported to El Salvador prison, lawyer says. Immigration attorney a gay Venezuelan makeup artist seeking asylum in the U.S. was wrongly detained as a gang member and deported to El Salvador.
Oh, he's talking about general false deportations, not just Palestinian, not just over the Palestinian.
A case becoming a flashpoint in the debate over the Trump administration's deportation of hundreds of migrants to a notoriously inhumane El Salvador mega prison.
Man.
So, again, it's hard to know.
It's hard to know
what's real and what's not real. But if it is real, this is fucking horrible.
But if you think about it, Joe, like I say, if you're rounding up hundreds of people, mistakes are going to get made because everyone's human. And you then have to have a system.
He's rounding up hundreds of people. He's got 50 million to round up in my book.
I think that allows you to amend and make adjustments
absolutely.
For that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can't be bury your head in the sand and pretend it didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
And this is the trouble with government. The incentive structure is all wrong. Like, to admit that is now embarrassing.
That's crazy.
Right? And it's scary. We have the same problem in the UK in terms of the illegal immigration. And if we ever get a government that's going to deal with that, we're also going to have to remove a lot of people who are there illegally. They shouldn't be there. A lot of them are. And, you know, like I said, we had a report that shows they're way more likely to commit sexual crimes, way more likely to commit violent crimes, way more likely to commit all sorts of crimes. We are going to have to remove them, but you have to do it in a way where there's due process.
No, actually you don't. You don't have to do it that way at all. You can do an Operation Wetback and just put them on trains and ship us off the border.
And a respect.
Are they trying to remove them in England?
No.
He does sound all about it.
They're saying they are, but they're not removing them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the mistakes like that have to be corrected if you want reasonable people to be on board with you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. If you want, you know, compassionate people to be on board.
He's a Russian Jewish guy.
You can't deport gay hairdressers seeking asylum. That's fucking crazy. And then throw them in an El Salvador prison. That's
not even his country.
Right.
You deport people back to their country.
Right. It's nuts.
What happens if their country won't take them? Because that's the problem we're going to have.
It's just, what was the story with the student that got arrested for writing an op-ed piece?
That's what I wanted to hear. What's your take on
this? Is that the Khalil guy? Or?
No, the woman.
Is that the girl from, the Korean girl from, is that the Korean girl from Columbia University? I don't know.
Korean.
No, that's a different one. There's so many of them. There was a woman who got arrested for writing some sort of a thing. This is a Turkish student at Tufts University. Latest Palestinian supporter swept up in U.S. crackdown.
Right.
What did she get arrested for? Have you seen this one?
No.
I saw it, but I haven't delved into it.
Joe, sorry, could I have the lighter, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
There you go.
She thinks she organized a Palestinian protest on behalf of Palestine.
Engaged in activities in support of Hamas, a foreign terrorist organization that relishes the killing of Americans.
But the department did not provide evidence of that support.
Right.
They're saying Palestinian support is Hamas support.
I mean, I heard she wrote some piece on Israel.
Yeah. I don't know what the law of that is, because she's not an American national.
Right.
But instinctively, I'm just like, that's a lot. That's like crazy.
I think she's been in America, though, since she was 7.
Right. Has she?
I believe so.
I thought she had a student visa.
I think she's been in America since she was very young. I think that's one of the things that I had read.
Okay. She'd previously been arrested in April 2024 for taking part. Yeah.
These guys are – this is one of the general challenges. The right wing is full of people, the so-called right wing, that are going to boohoo over any deportation for whatever reason. You can't send a gay hairdresser to El Salvador prisons. The Palestinian thing is somewhat concerning to me. Arresting someone for anti-Semitism and jailing them simply because they don't like Israel or they want to protest Israel, which is, if you're on a student visa or whatever, it's your God-given right to protest, I would imagine. At least from my perspective as an American, smuggling illegal aliens out of the U.S. becomes a lucrative business under the Trump administration. So basically they're saying, and I don't know, again, I'm assuming this is true because I can see them doing this. According to new reports, many illegal aliens facing the possibility of being sent to prison in Central America, millions have decided to self-deport. So basically these photo ops, according to this news piece, those photo ops where they're showing these El Salvadorian prisons are working. And what it's working at doing is enriching the coyotes that brought them in here. These coyotes are now in a new business of smuggling them out of America. Oh, man. This is what they're saying. This is the contrast to the previous administration where millions were entering the U.S. They are using coyotes to get them back over the border. It has turned into a lucrative business. Jeff Lamora, a Haitian-American businessman in Albertville, told 1819 News that the smugglers are charging illegal immigrants as much as $10,000 per person to transport them across the border. He explained that many immigrants can afford the fee because they've been saving money from their jobs in the U.S. Yeah, they're working for cash and not paying taxes. Some of them, some of them may pay taxes because, there's a lot of people bitching right now just finding out that you could be an illegal, be in America illegally, have a social security number, have loans, have all kinds of stuff going on, and get all kinds of benefits, get a mortgage. What's the point of citizenship if that's the case? American citizens are pissed finding out that they've been paying for illegal migrants to get mortgages to buy homes through FHA. This is pretty funny. Most people don't know this, though. A lot of people are just finding this shit out. The biggest problem, of course, is in the health center when they go to the hospital or whatnot. We all pay for that. They don't. Can't you just walk into Mexico? I don't think so. Think they're, if they're illegal, they're terrified of getting into Mexico, getting arrested or getting arrested at the border, getting sent to some Mexican holding facility, get sent to some South American holding facility. It's creating some amount of panic, according to the article, in a percentage. I don't think that percentage is big enough to do anything. And small business loans, right. You can get anything an American can get, and maybe even easier, depending on your race, if you're illegal. The taxpayer-funded loans give people who are not citizens up to $186,000. Hold on, let's see this. Illegals have been buying houses you can't afford to rent. Well, it's driving up housing prices. This black woman is pissed off over this. Hold on here.
Secretary Scott Turner...
And what's happening is they're disclosing this at like the Trump administration keeps disclosing this stuff, pissing people off.
The new HUD secretary.
I like this name. Dissident Whitey3 is putting this up.
Secretary Scott Turner posted on X earlier today, I think it was, that per the president's instructions, he is stopping a HUD program that funded FHA loans for illegal aliens. Are you shitting me right now, bro? What is this, comedy hour? Are you serious? So not only were they getting Section 8 housing, kicking American citizens off the Section 8 list, putting them down at the way bottom, the back of the bus, giving them the Rosa Parks treatment. These bastards were over here, just got here, ain't never paid into the system, can't get a job because they can't get work permits because they're illegal. You got to be kidding me. How did they get home loans? How did they get home loans that American citizens can?
They got home loans because they're in the system. The idea was to have as many consumers as possible to get perpetual growth. Yeah, she did say something about the back of the bus, which I cut her off. I just think it's kind of entertaining how many people don't even really know what's going on, how advantageous it is to be in America and to be some illegal invader from nowhere. You can get set up with housing loans, small business loans, everything in between, and, you know, have it good. Definitely have it good. I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting
HHS
the show.
HHS Secretary.
They're making a big deal out of this. We're going to watch this. This is much to do about nothing, but we've got a lot of food stuff coming out. I want to ask Emily Yukas this Friday. Her and Warren Baylog did an actual video. Maybe it was a Modern Politics. Pretty sure it was, on food additives that scared the shit out of me. So we're going to ask her about that. We got some stuff coming up with RFK. RFK Jr., that is, publicly fat shames West Virginia governor.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Druidic, it's scary at how many people don't understand at this point in the process. It is scary. You see people getting radicalized even more for the first time in Twitter comments that, like, didn't know certain things about race and whatnot. You're like, all right, I assumed it was, like, game over for anyone white last week, but I guess we have a couple newcomers. It still keeps going. Thank you, Juridic.
I want to thank Governor Morrissey for his visionary leadership. I got to know Governor Morrissey early in the transition. We were both down in Palm Beach working on the transition in Mar-a-Lago. And we were both invited to stay during that time at Dr. Oz's house. And
what, I hit the mute? Hold on here. Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz. Oh, man, what a creepy guy.
That time at Dr. Oz's house. And I got to know, I said to Dr. Morris, or Governor Morrissey, the first time I saw him, I said, you look like you ate Governor Morrissey. And there was a lot of talk about getting healthy again, and I'm very happy that he's invited me to be his personal trainer.
I don't see where this is fat shaming, though. He looked like he ate the West Virginia governor. Chubby.
I'm going to put him on a really rigorous regimen. And we're going to put him on a carnivore diet. We're going to make him do, raise your hand if you want Governor Morrissey to do a public weigh-in once a month.
I think they should fat shame all the big governors. That would be kind of funny. A public weigh-in once a month. What do you guys think about that?
And then when he's lost 30 pounds, I'm going to come back to the state and do a celebration and a public weigh-in with him.
Doing public weigh-ins. We'll have to see about that. Utah became the first state to ban fluoride in public water. Governor Spencer Cox signed the bill into law Thursday. It goes into effect May 7th. I wonder how much fluoride they have stored out there. There's so much in our food supply. I'm going to talk to Emily about that this Friday. But they're it looks like they are going in a particular direction where they are getting some things done. RFK Jr. pushes ban on soda being purchased with food stamps. I mean, you're not going to keep black people from being fat. I know there's whites on food stamp, but I don't even know what you can buy on food stamps. You can't buy, you have to buy like, I think you can buy Doritos and stuff like that. They shouldn't allow any junk food. Should allow limited junk food on food stamps or something severely limited. I don't I would imagine with all the tracking codes and the QR codes that they could do it somehow, you know? They're not food stamps anymore, though. At one time, they were actual food stamps. Now they're actual cards, EBT cards. Yeah, Emily Yukas will be on this Friday. Tomorrow, we're having on Mr. Hersant, Jacob Hersant from Australia, 7 p.m. Friday will be 6 p.m. 7 p.m. tomorrow because he's in Australia. But he does appear to be doing things. RFK Jr. effect, McCormick Spice reformulates food products to align with MAHA, Make America Healthy Again agenda. This is the thing that creeps me out about some of these food additives. Some of the stuff they sell in America, the ingredients they use in America, they're not allowed to use in Europe. That kind of bothers me. You know, hold off. I know Japan's food supply is supposed to be one of the healthiest in the world. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but that's what I've heard. But the idea that you can sell, let's say, Fruit Loops in America with different ingredients than Fruit Loops sold in Europe creeps me out. Why? What's the difference? You know? What is the difference? And I don't know. There's already, like, Steak and Shake is cooking their fries in beef fat, which to me makes a lot more sense instead of, you know, vegetable oils. We're seeing a tick up in reformulation activity across our customer base. All right. McCormick surge in reformulation activity. McCormick removed toxic red number 3 from its products. Why'd they have it in there to begin with? Get rid of the worst ingredients and reverse the chronic disease epidemic. I wonder if this will do that or this will help. RFK Jr. recently met with big food executives from PepsiCo, Kraft Heinz, General Mills, Tyson Food, WK Kellogg, and J.M. Smucker. It's like, we got to save the country. To save the country, we got to get the food supply back in order. Why was it allowed to go in that direction? The idea that Europe would have different ingredients for the same product and the ingredients here are supposed to be killing us, according to these guys. You know, the Canada, the food supply is as bad. What I've seen of Jap documentaries and their culture involving food is remarkable. Yeah, they do. They are crazy. They've got to grow special rice for their special rice bellies and stuff like that. They are food Nazis, but that's good. It's good for their particular society, you know. Yeah, Druidic, I don't know if you can necessarily blame them for that, although we will. We will. I'm curious to see. I'm surprised he got anything done. I'm surprised these executives are even getting together and acknowledging this. Of course, once he's out of office, they could go back, but this is pretty expensive to do. I mean, reformulating Old Bay, getting around some of these ingredients, which they can easily do. You know, I'd like to see them get around so much sugar. Yeah, sugar. There's all kinds of different toxic stuff, supposedly. Japanese treat bathroom practices like a ritual. Yeah, they got those toilets that heat up and do all kinds of fancy stuff. Only the strong and violent ancestors survived early America. That's true. And they survived off killing and hunting, fishing, and farming. There is sugar in every food product in Canada. It's real bad. Sugar is a problem. And there are natural alternatives to so much sugar. Sugar is a huge concern. Trump ended freedom of speech and MAGA maggots still scream about winning. Well, he ended freedom of speech regarding Palestinian protesters and Jews. Which will eventually include us, I would imagine. They use these poisons because they are cost effective. Well, having a very unhealthy society is not very cost-effective. It's kind of like the food pyramid. It's totally upside down. It's carb-centric. Most whites blow up on carbs. So they say, but I know people that I used to talk about Eastern Europe. People would go to Eastern Europe, I know, on business or whatever, and they were already pretty thin, but they would lose, 8-10 pounds just being there a few weeks, and it could only be diet. Came to conclude it could only be diet after like a half dozen of these instances. But I've heard from you guys the same thing happens in Italy. You go to Italy, eat the same things, but you don't necessarily gain weight. You lose weight. So it's got to be something in the food. Druidic. Here we go. Hold on. Can I find it?
Jews.
It was Druidic. It's for you, man. Appreciate it. The quote was supposedly taken when Hess was in captivity at Camp Z and was speaking to a Scottish guard. It was here that Hess was a prisoner and going through. We've got all kinds of, let me set this up before I dive in here. We've got all kinds of counter narratives coming out. Social media, even, I mean, every time they take someone down, five replace them. The amount of attention you get for some things on social media baffles me right now. If you can keep your account up, if you can keep the tweet up from being restricted, you know, you got freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach is what they say. David Irving on Christianity being scheduled for elimination and replacement in the Third Reich. Rudolf Hess discussed religion at length, said he himself, no more religious than most, but said Germany intended to do with Christianity as being a Jewish fable and replace, on and on it goes. This quote was supposedly taken when Hess was in captivity at Camp Z and was speaking to a Scottish guard. It was here that Hess was prisoner and going through psychiatric care for two attempted suicide, among other ailments. Is this a reliable source? Most of you know my favorite person from this particular Third Reich is Hess. He's a very intriguing guy. I don't believe they had the real Hess at Spandau Prison. I don't think they would let the real Hess live beyond their initial interrogation. I think they got rid of him and replaced him with a doppelganger. Probably psychologically tortured doppelganger of some type. Now, that's my conspiracy theory. I don't believe they would let Hess live. I just don't. I think many of the photos I've shown of Hess looking at the moon in Spandau Prison, I think that was like more ceremonial. I don't think the National Socialists or former National Socialists at NASA sending him those photos, I don't think they thought it was really Hess. There's no way they were going to let Hess live beyond the interrogations. He knew too much. He was just too dangerous of a guy. His beliefs were rather exotic. He was a cosmopolitan Nazi in so much that he was born in Egypt, spent time in, maybe, was he born in Egypt or spent his childhood in Egypt, Alexandria or something like that? He spoke many languages. He was a Tulist. He had some very exotic beliefs. Very, very exotic beliefs. You know, Aryans came from other worlds. We settled this world much like our ancestors settled this continent. He believed in this paleo ancient super high civilization, which, of course, they just exposed. People looking at those pyramids, which we'll be talking about Tuesday on the paywall. But I don't think it was him. And I think quite literally these guys were tortured enough to say anything. So I don't necessarily buy that. There was a lot of arguing over religion in the Third Reich, just like there is in chats these days. They're trying to resolve things, and it's very difficult. World War II, of course, has been become like another religion to be resolved, and I think it will be. Cosmopolitan Nazi spent some time in Egypt, life goals. Well, cosmopolitan is so much that he spoke a lot of different languages. He was much more moderate, but had some exotic beliefs. The most controversial part of the Reich was, of course, Hess and Goebbels coming together to sponsor the Antarctic expedition. And it's controversial because Goebbels didn't like him. He's like, these guys all believe like ancient Aryan stuff. We came here from other planets. You know, Goebbels is nuts and bolts, interested in technology. So why would he sponsor an Antarctic? Oh, it's to hunt penguins or whale oil? None of it really makes sense. They were after something. Someone. Something. More. Stay tuned. I'm sure it's going to come up. People think World War II is going to go away. Unfortunately, it isn't. These guys are way too exotic in their beliefs, which appear to be somewhat true as far as that paleo-ancient civilization goes. The narrative is something existed way back in the day and was pretty damn advanced. They were searching for ways into the earth? No. No. Another more fascinating part of that tale is this guy's relationship with Admiral Byrd. Admiral Byrd, of course, went over and briefed the Nazis before they left on their Antarctic expedition. He went over to the Third Reich and briefed them and prepped them. Was Admiral Byrd a Tulist? Admiral Byrd, of course, and his son We're both on Operation High Jump. We're ordered to go do something. Do something. And, of course, National Socialists at that time, a good many, were all over South America. So it's just become, you know. Aren't National Socialists and Christianity diametrically opposed worldviews? Well, they had all kinds of Christians in National Socialist Germany. Germany was a Christian nation. And they had a lot of other stuff going on. Not just Palestinians. There are many Americans that do not support the genocide. That's true, Lily. That's true. That's kind of my concern. They're arresting people. They're saying that these particular students here on student visas and whatnot were supporting Hamas simply for protesting the genocide of Palestine. The wiping out of the Palestinians. They were out protesting, organizing those student protesters, and the Jews promised revenge, Project Esther. You can look it up. And so they were basically out protesting, which is their right. I mean, it's one thing if they're burning down buildings and stuff like that, then they can hit them on other charges, but they were just protesting. And they're getting revenge on them by sending them out under the pretext that they were supporting Hamas, which is quite a stretch. Now, some of them might have been Hamas supporters. I'm not saying I know that one way or another, but we worry on how this stuff might apply to some of us who also have differences with, let's say, the Anti-Defamation League, you know? No, Christianity has never had issues in the ethnostate. We in the West have a lot of issues within Christian denominations. Not so much in the East. The East, the Orthodox, are a lot different than the West. In the West, we got schism within schism within schism. But there's a lot of stuff coming out these days. All my clients get the same treatment. Let's listen to this. The Bass Barber. This is like a dime a dozen stuff these days. Let's listen to what the Bass Barber has to say. And this is an example of what's going on out there. I mean, you just can't police this stuff anymore. He's doing a deep dive on the Holocaust while he cuts hair.
The problem with the Holocaust.
And I don't know. Was this guy South American? Mystery meat? Could be anything. I don't know what he is. Could be white. Whitish. I don't know.
The problem with the Holocaust was they gave the story before the fact. So whenever you investigate the facts, the story crumbles. So if they're all in our government and they have more loyalty to a foreign nation, they're
sounds like he's from South America, maybe?
Creating laws with the basis of racial nepotism. So basically, he was just saying, make Germany great again. The guy was a landscape painter, a vegetarian, loved animals. He had laws that were pro-family. He banned usury, 30% unemployment rate, down to zero. I mean, the camps had swimming pools and brothels, theaters. Like, does that sound like a guy that was trying to genocide an entire race?
Well, he's cutting this white kid's hair.
The problem with the Holocaust was they gave the story before the fact. So whenever you investigate the facts, the story crumbles. So if they're all in our government...
This is barbers in America right now.
And they have more loyalty to a foreign nation. They're creating laws with the basis of racial nepotism. So basically, he was just saying, make Germany great again. The guy was a landscape painter, a vegetarian. Love that.
It's like so far gone, guys. The level of gone for the tribe, it's too far gone now. This is like your barbers.
Animals. He had laws that were pro-family. He banned usury. 30% unemployment rate down to zero. I mean, the camps had swimming pools.
He's got all the talking points.
Pools and brothels, theaters. Like, does that sound like a guy that was trying to genocide an entire race?
Question. Naming the Jews has become a trend. The trend is now mainstream. I mean, this is a barber. This is a freaking barber. The Bass Barber. He doesn't have a lot of people following. Is everything you think about the Holocaust true? All right, this is a white guy. I'm going to assume he's white. I'm not going to insult him. All right, all my clients get the same treatment.
It was mentioned 100.
This guy, I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
6 million was mentioned 100 times. Coincidentally, though, 6 million into context that back then we had segregation. Yo, most of them are communists, and they're pushing degeneracy. Jews all around the world declare war on Germany.
What?
There's never been a gas chamber with a wooden door in the history of the world. Really? There's not one speech of him saying he's going to exterminate Jews. First of all, there was hundreds of camps.
Really?
Found to be extermination camps. America and Britain didn't find any. 3,000 babies were born in Auschwitz.
That doesn't make sense.
Of course not. None of it makes sense. You want to create a master race of blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm not blonde.
Bro, that doesn't make sense at all.
What are you talking about?
Wow, this is mind-blowing, bro.
Okay. So now how do we believe any of it with no evidence if we already know of these lies? Austria actually voted to become Nazi Germany. Three married couples, you get an interest-free loan to buy a house. Every child you have, you get 20 to 25% knocked off for that loan.
Wow, that's beautiful. Oh, this is fucking crazy.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Beautiful, I wish we would do it here.
That they were putting us in cages with eagles and we'd have to fight the eagles and bears. They had jerk-off machines that you'll get jerked off to death. It was an eyewitness. I swear to God, this is an eyewitness testimony. They're fat and they were turning into soap. They were getting their skin and turning into lampshades. But we still believe the gas chambers. 6 million.
I don't know. Guys, shocking facts. Exactly. Hold on, do I have the sound drop for Shocking Facts still?
Maintain, ladies and gentlemen, the whole thrust of my speech tonight will be that you cannot have an educated opinion. You cannot manage the affairs of a so-called democracy unless you are given all the facts. All the facts.
Will you guys hear the next one? This one gets hilarious. This is absolutely hilarious. This is a long clip. This is from the backlash, which Vincent James is coming on to talk about the JFK scenario here in a few weeks. But this kind of blew me away.
Is the structural unemployment in young men across the Western world.
I'm going to jack this up. Where do you hear what this particular, I don't know if it's someone from the ADL, but we're going to play some clips from some concerned Jews.
Is the structural unemployment in young men across the Western world, who has been disproportionately hammered by financialization, by DEI, by the repurposing of state public services. It's been young men. And it is those young men that are beginning to figure this out and reorganize themselves. That is the future of nationalism in the West, and it's just about to kick into gear for the reasons that you said.
Here is the chart. I found it. This is this came out, I guess, a couple
of
days ago.
That's so crazy. Right? I saw that.
So you can see that the new crop of young white men is more radical than your, like, we're going to get our guns and go out, boomers, you know?
Yeah. Something kind of interesting. There was this Pew Research article that I went over years ago on my show where it showed that the more, so we know that the more college educated a white person becomes, the more liberal they become. The more college educated a non-white person becomes, the less liberal they become.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I don't know why that is. I was thinking about like how young white people are becoming radical. And I was thinking about this James Lindsay speech. They're not going to be able to stop this. Previously, PragerU's of the world and, you know, the Daily Wires of the world that are all going under, by the way, they were able to sort of get control of the narrative in the conservative right and sort of steer us away from the harmful, you know, Nazi,
limited hangouts,
you know, whatever.
Is what they're calling it.
Right, right, right. Now they've lost complete control and we've got stuff like this.
A lurch from our young people into Nazi ideology, into anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment, into racism like we have not seen in decades, maybe ever.
I think he's actually right. I think if you sit on social media, if you're looking at what's coming out, and it isn't just from one source, it's from a broad number of sources and just accounts popping up, making videos of themselves. And these guys, just, like this barber, you think this barber would be like, all right, if I talk about this, I'm going to catch some heat. But these guys just don't even give a shit anymore. And it can be multiracial, sure.
Like this.
But it's
a lurch from our young people into Nazi ideology.
Uh-oh.
Into anti-Israel hate.
Uh-oh.
Into anti-Jewish sentiment. Into racism like we have not seen in decades. Maybe...
let's see if we're working okay. Jeez, oh, Pete. Yeah, no sooner than you're talking about the usual suspects, the tribe, and they knock out your power or something. I don't know what happened. It was a blip. Let me make sure I'm back up on, yeah, we're back up on Rumble. Everything's okay. Everything's picked up. Let me make sure I'm back up on the YouTubes. Oh, man. Talking about the, yep, we're good on YouTubes. I appreciate you guys tuning in, though. Hey, DL said shut it down. No joke. Man, it's a nightmare getting a stream back up, too, because you got all this stuff to pull up. Don't know what happened. Power flicked, and it was enough to shut down the stream and enough to reboot the computer. It looks like there's some pretty wild storms coming through the area, so maybe something happened with the wind. It does happen. It is a live stream. It is what it is. Let's continue. We were playing this, and then I'm going to take a break. We've got a lot more to play down this particular road, but I'll take a break here and go on to intermission. I appreciate the support. If you guys like the show, support the show or support the guests we have on, something along those lines. It looks like we are running okay. Damn. That was crazy. Absolutely nuts.
Structural unemployment.
Jewish sentiment.
Sort of steer us away from the harmful, you know, Nazi,
limited hangouts,
you know, whatever.
Is what they're calling it.
Right, right, right. Now they've lost complete control, and we've got stuff like this.
Is what they're calling it.
Right, right, right. Now they've lost complete control, and we've got stuff like this.
A lurch from our young people into Nazi ideology, into anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment, into racism like we have not seen in decades, maybe ever. How do we stop this?
These
nothing but good news, guys.
Men that are being pushed out of the system. Some of this is voluntary. Some of this is sort of a reversion to the mean. In other words, it's just natural spiritual rejection to this false matrix that has captured everybody else. That's part of it. Part of it is also that they are the enemy of the state, that they are being marginalized, that they are being sacrificed for the fetishized minorities, for the demographic replacement that is the new power structure that's emerged. Okay, that's largely why they're radicalizing. On the other end, the baby boomers, for example, why are they not as radical? Because they're vested. They're vested in the legacy structure. I mean, they can bewail all they want, the Democrats or abortion or things of that nature, but ultimately they got a 401k. They want to collect their dividend check, man. And those in the government, it's even worse. If you want to climb in the university structure, if you want to climb in the Fortune 500 corporations, if you want to climb in the government, in the nonprofit space, in Hollywood, whatever, you have to assimilate into the leftist paradigm.
We were talking about, I don't remember, and it was something that you said or a book that you had read about how the bosses of some kind of manufacturing plant no longer really...
Let's play our favorite guy here. Hold on.
Anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment, into racism like we have not seen in decades, maybe ever. How do we stop this?
These men that are being pushed out of the system, some of this is voluntary. Some of this is sort of a reversion to the mean. In other words, it's just natural spiritual rejection to this false matrix that has captured...
Natural spiritual rejection to the false matrix. A lot of panic, though. This is real, Ben. Take 2 minutes out of your day and watch this. This is a great summary, and you might even learn something new. Let's see what they're putting up. I'm just giving you guys an example of what's going on out there. Some of these accounts have grown quite a bit since I started watching them. This guy's quite a large channel on Twitter. He doesn't post this stuff 24/7, but we're pretty consistent. Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy speaking. I know about Vince. I don't know who James Lindsay. Taxpayers from France, England, USA, who supposedly liberated the camps, have paid collectively hundreds of billions of dollars. Ever ask yourself once why the Allies were destroying Christian Germany alongside Bolshevik communists? from Russia. This is about Bolshevik Jews and Jewish bankers. Made usury legal, he kicked out the Jewish banking cabal, Rothschild, Warburg, Schiff, Morgan. They were plunging Germany in a starving nation of debt. Germany started printing their own currency, they did, and loaned it to their citizens. They issued it. They just issued the currency, interest debt-free. The banking cabal sought revenge and declared war on Germany. Just giving you guys an example. Now, this is from what, Jake TV, or is it Jake GTV? I don't know who this is. Just an information. 2 minute informational type thing. About the truth in World War II. Gentlemen, I've come to this morning with inexcusable conclusion that we fought on the wrong side. The entire war should have been fought with Germany against the communists, not the other way around. This is George Patton. I fear that perhaps in 50 years America will pay a clear price and become a land of corruption and degenerate morals. And so a great example of what's out there and what gets traction. At 30,000 views, it doesn't get ridiculous traction, but you know, this. I mean, I'm not saying it has millions of views, but this type of thing has ridiculous traction in this society. It's just over and over again being pushed out from every angle, from base barber angles to this real Ben. It's just over and over and over again. Maybe next time, preemptive reparation for what about to manifest worldwide. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. It is just so far gone. I don't know what you do at this point. If you're on the tribe side, let's see. Or maybe it's just me. I've noticed a pattern between Israel gay stuff and pedophiles. Am I crazy? You know, this stuff is all over social media, people making connections. And this is one of the reasons it's growing. It's basic behavioral connections. Hungarian Jews protest laws against sharing content on homosexuality with minors. Largest federation of Jewish communities in country criticizes gay propaganda law, saying no one should be discriminated against or outlawed because of their identity. That's a losing battle. But they're going to fight it. David Friedman touts Trump administration's jailing Israeli critics. This, of course, in history, this is where they become more ruthless. Let's just throw our critics in jail. Buy off people we can buy off, you know, keep throwing our critics in jail. Administration jailing Israeli critics at conference on combating anti-Semitism in Jerusalem. There's no reason to think we're ever going to convince anti-Semites that but we can deport them. We can put them in jail and make their lives miserable. Well, this is what they look to do, and this is what they're going to continue to do going forward. Let me jack this up and...
We've cut off hundreds of millions of dollars to the most elite, but at the same time, the most anti-Semitic universities on campus. We have begun deporting illegal aliens who hate Jews and advocate for the destruction of Israel. And this is a bigger point, because when you think about all the people who are in the business of fighting anti-Semitism, there are many, many NGOs, there are many organizations, there are many people who commit their lives to it, and they're all very good people and have enormously good intentions. But a government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime.
True.
And so when we talk about the importance of a bipartisan fight against anti-Semitism, which of course I endorse, and I, as my predecessor said, I condemn anti-Semitism.
Just people rubber stamping what these guys want.
On the right and on the left, I'm an equal opportunity condemner of anti-Semitism.
You're alluding to Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, none of them are any good. On the right, on the left, I don't like any of these.
How did Tucker Carlson? Here's the thing: they think Tucker Carlson's like anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semites, and I'm not shy about it. But the government, a government, the United States government or the government of France or the government of any other country, has the power to rein in anti-Semitism in a much more effective way. And you know, people say, well, you know, the governments are not in the business of changing the way people think. That's true, but, you know, to my thinking, most people who are, you know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not going to win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we going to
dehumanize the enemy? They always love doing that.
There's no reason to think we're ever going to convince them, but we can deport them. We can put them in jail. We can make their lives miserable. We can cut off their funding.
Yeah, agree with us, Goyer. We'll make your lives miserable.
That's what the Trump administration is doing for the first time.
This is some big get down over there in Israel. Yes. It's a conference on combating anti-Semitism in Jerusalem. It's going to be a busy conference. Very busy conference, but this is the direction it's going, and they're fighting a losing battle. I mean, this is the type of thing that gets attention over and over again. These simple basic things like this. You got the Washington Post. The demise of white majority is a myth. And then you have the Washington Post also. Watch the rapid decline of white America over 3 decades. you know, they just can't stop it. They just can't help themselves, you know. But this is the type of thing that gets attention over and over again from whites. And there are still some waking up. You think, like everyone, I always say, you know, everyone that's awake has already I would imagine that if they're going to be around, they're going to survive. They're already aware of what's up, but there's more and more people every day. Thank you, the weird one. I do appreciate the super chat. Jewish cultural conquest flag. Oh, wow. Jewish autonomous oblast. Check this out. Hold on. Let me get my head out of the way so we can really look at this. That Jewish autonomous territory over there in Russia.
Jewish cultural conquest flag. It is an international, it's the Jew, this is before any other flag. This is their flag. They simply took this, went to Palestine and created a political flag, which is the political conquest of the world. This is the real conquest. We have to control you spiritually, mentally. We have to take away your sense of family, man, woman, child.
Yeah, for sure, Spartan Sardaukar, there is a huge mass of people not awake. But what surprised me is that more and more people are actually waking up. Not more and more, but we still see people waking up. We still see people pushing various different narratives for the first time, finding things out for the first time. That kind of surprises me. But this is much broader than anyone ever thought it would be.
We have to take away every...
Now, I don't know who this is, Adam Joe 21. This is a black guy, so here we got a black guy going in on the Jews. Not uncommon in America.
Thing though. That means something. And you will do things our Babylonian Talmudic way.
All right.
Men with men, women with women, men with children, men with beasts.
Well, I assume he's anti-white, but he definitely doesn't like Jews.
That is their flag. This is not disputable. That is their real flag.
I've never seen the flag of the Jewish Autonomous Oblast region in Russia.
Flag we now call LGBT. This is the Jew flag. And this is their primary social, cultural, spiritual conquest. It means we have conquered you. It has nothing to do with we believe in no rights.
A.O. Kamathi.
Rights. We have conquered you. You no longer know that a man is supposed to be with a woman. You're no longer a person who's built in the image and likeness of a creator out there. You'll be in the image and likeness of what we tell you to be. Bend over and take it. Do as I tell you to do. That's why we just come with the truth. My Jew flag, they call LGBT.
Jew flag.
Let's go to the next one. Y'all all right? We just come with the truth. What are they doing now? Open borders. Jew. Somebody in here talked about it earlier. Mayorkas. Sound like a Hispanic name. I thought he was Hispanic. He ain't nothing Hispanic about him. He's a Jew.
Ryan GGG, also the symbol God gave the earth was promising not to cleanse it by flood again. Sounds not only do the Yids believe in God, but they are belligerently using rainbow symbol to mean sodomy, etc. The same thing God's flooded the earth for. He definitely was pissed off about a lot of stuff.
This is a dangerous...
Thank you for your support, Ryan.
...Jew. They have an organization called Hias.
the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And what it does, from South America, literally, there, this is the mass invasion of the Republic.
Everyone's taking shots at the Jews right now, at least online. Did you know an Israeli spy created the most popular JFK movie, which had zero mention of the Mossad's involvement? Now, I'm having on Vince to talk about the JFK. He knows a lot of details about the JFK in Israel, because Israel always gets left out of the equation historically by Hollywood. And they're very much in the equation when it comes to conspiracy theories revolving around JFK. And legitimate, who are the players with legitimate interests of hating JFK? There's a lot of discussion about various different elements, from gangsters, but Israel gets left out unfairly. And this is Vince talking about this, and he'll be on in a few weeks to talk about it as well.
I think Charlie Kirk made one tweet. He said it was, and it was one of those kinds of tweets like, "What do you think?" You know, and then he moved on and hasn't talked about it since.
Right. Tim Pool. Yeah. Tim Pool's like, he's doing the whole CIA did it thing.
Yeah. If anybody's not at least including Israel in the discussion now, you know, maybe you don't think Israel did it directly or they didn't have the main hand. But they were certainly involved. And if you're not at least being honest enough to, you know, include them in the discussion, then either you're ignorant or you're purposely obfuscating and gatekeeping.
Yes.
And so, I mean, there aren't any other options at this point.
But this whole CIA did it narrative, well, that whole thing came from a guy named Arnon Milchan. This guy right here was the producer of the 1991 movie JFK.
Everybody in the club anti-Semitic. There you go. There's a rap tune for you, Nazarene.
He went out of his way to name the military-industrial complex, the CIA.
Yep. Everybody.
Everybody.
JFK was a puppet who dreamed it was a real boy.
Except for Mossad. What's really interesting is that Arnon Milchan is an Israeli spy. He was responsible for smuggling out of the United States a bunch of these nuclear triggers that they use for Israel's secret nuclear weapons program, which is one of the reasons why Kennedy was killed in the first place, because he wanted to audit the nuclear reactor at the.
But that is from the show The Backlash, and we're going to have Vincent James on again to talk about it here in a few weeks, because he knows a lot of different facts and details. This is Ernst Zundel. This is classic stuff. This is Real Ben. It's still getting played. This has 163,000 views over the past 72 hours. So that's kind of impressive for old Zundel. The people still finding out about guys like Ernst Zundel.
I don't push it. I defend my ethnic group and my native country against the most massive propaganda lie that still lingers on from the Second World War. It is an extortion racket perpetrated against the German people, which has netted the Zionists already over 100 billion German marks. It is very profitable. And the racket is cloaked in humanity and human things. I don't want to tie it into your lead into the story with the Anne Frank diary. I've got the book here.
Yep.
The Anne Frank diary hoax. I have your document by the German forensic section of the Bundeskriminalamt, which has tested in 1980 many sheets of the three diaries, and they came up with saying that they were written many parts in ballpoint pen ink, which only came on the market in 1951. So the writer of the diary was alive in 1951. So either Anne wasn't the writer or she was alive and not dead.
All right, let's get back to this
German
myth.
Government document.
Let's get back to this myth that you say, that yes. 6 million people, most of them Jews, did not die.
Good. Very easy to prove. There were no 6 million Jews in the areas occupied by Nazi Germany.
The death camps didn't exist?
Concentration camps existed.
Why did the German government, the West German government, pay all these billions of Deutschmarks in reparation? If it did not feel that there was some validity.
Number one, the West German government is a Quisling government. It was installed by the Allied occupying authorities. It was.
Yeah, Zundel. Zundel, of course, reestablished himself with a wife in America and Tennessee, and built a huge library. Unfortunately, he got deported to Canada and then ultimately to Germany, where he spent the rest of his life. But his library, you know, his library was taken over by his son. And we're talking an extensive, like, education facility is what he had built all kinds of stuff, all kinds of files he had. And that was taken over by his son. And I don't know exactly what happened to all those particular files. But he is legendary and will continue to be. And this is another example of what's out there. Rec specialist with Ready for White Boy Summer. There's another 250,000 views. I'm just giving you guys an example of what's going on in the past 72 hours. This isn't anything cherry-picked from the past month. God only knows how many millions of views Hitler has. Best one. See how good their video-making skills are. Wife and Zundel's son won't release his library archives. There you go. It's a good example of what's out there. And of course, the discussion is there's going to be a fight over textbooks coming. Now, I think this is rather fascinating because to change the narrative at all, you have to take control of, like, books. If you want to change how America is viewed by America. And so they're trying to do this. PragerU has been involved in this, and involved in these new education efforts, right? And we have Wignat Dilbert discussing. Well, let's listen.
I think we're onto it now. I think we can spot these a little easier. Well, Mario Knoffel is reporting that Trump has threatened to defund the Smithsonian over what he calls divisive narratives. And he's ordered J.D. Vance to go clean.
Smithsonian has always been behind divisive narratives, by the way. Some of the most interesting finds in North America disappeared in the Smithsonian. Where they are, I don't know.
Clean house, whatever that means. And what he wants to do is remove what he calls improper ideology, or else they'll lose federal funding. And he accuses the museum of pushing a decades-long effort to rewrite U.S. history with distorted ideological narratives instead of facts. So they're going to have to get rid of all the divisive content or else the government won't fund them anymore.
But here's the thing. You've got people there that are going to fight to the anti-white death. They're going to fight it to the death. So you've got to, if you're going to redo the narrative, you have to change the people there.
And to me, I can see why they're doing it. I'm sure it's a good idea. But history has always been fake. So when you take one version of fake history and somebody's trying to rewrite it to another version of fake history.
I don't know. I think most whites pride themselves on trying to be historically accurate, that we want accuracy in historical narratives and stories. If we find inaccuracies, I mean, historical revisionism is pretty much a white ideal. It's a white thing. So I disagree with this.
It doesn't make it more accurate, but there is a version of history that's better for the country.
It's true.
And if you're deciding to change the history to white people suck, now I haven't seen what the Smithsonian is up to.
Yeah, everyone knows what the Smithsonian is going to do. White people suck.
But I'm just going to take a wild guess that what they're saying is that white people are the problem. They killed all the Native Americans. They created all the slavery. They stole all the money. And white people are bad. Just a guess. I don't have any information that that's what the Smithsonian was doing. But what do you think? Well, what else would it be? So, yeah, it's very, very damaging to have a fake history that says the people who live here today are part of the problem. You don't want that.
Yeah, they're trying to redo some things. I think it was no less than who was the famous Jewish writer in Hollywood lamenting all the anti-white stuff, saying that it's damaged the country, or talking in a way like, well, you know, it's destroyed the country and it may end up hurting Israel. You know, because white America is no longer, you had to read between the lines. White America is no longer all that, you know, they don't exactly want to jump up and go to war and everything.
So it is better, even if it's fake history, to say that your country was awesome.
I think Steven Spielberg regretted making some movies or something along those lines.
And you're still awesome. It's better.
Yeah, you definitely need positive patriotism. You don't want to take historical events and then try to guilt trip your population with them. It's a bad idea. White men are going to be treated a lot tougher by judges from Tuesday. This is Keir Starmer told GB News all options are on the table after sentencing counsel refused to scrap rules criticized over concerns they will create differential treatment. White men are going to be treated a lot tougher by judges from Tuesday compared to other groups. How could you be treated tougher in the United Kingdom where it's illegal to be white, basically? How can you be treated worse? Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, this is pretty funny. Let's watch Macron. Macron, I do believe he thinks he's Napoleon Bonaparte. Is he related to Napoleon? I don't know. And I did not know Candace Owens, I'm going to play it Wednesday. I'm going to play part of it, at least during her interview. I did not know she was covering, like, extensively the fact that Macron had married apparently a tranny, a boy that went through a sex change on some level, is what they were saying about his wife. I thought that was like a troll. We're going to go into that on Wednesday. It's the wildest shit I've ever heard. She was issued cease and desist orders from him and everything else. It's crazy stuff. I don't think he's going to be Napoleon. Of course, no one does well against Russia, historically, if you try to invade, at least. Eric Zemmour fined 9,000 euros for inciting racial hatred following anti-white cripple stabbing. Eric Zemmour is a Jewish guy, North African. Anti-white stabbing of 16-year-old Thomas in Crepole, where acceptable free speech expressing concern over deepening divisions in multicultural France. He was fined 9,000 euros. We came to kill white people. 9 arrested for murder of French teen in mass stabbing attack. Local French mayor slams new book distorting reality of anti-white murder. All right, I like the language. But Eric Zemmour, another character, question mark. I mean, he has some ideals that are okay. I prefer like old school Le Pen, who's deceased, but you get the picture. Let's keep moving. Next German government agrees to radical toughening of migration policy. I have a feeling it's going to be like, kind of like our radical toughening, making our migration policy tough, making our migration policy great again in America. It's going to be much to do about nothing. Guys, I'm going to take a break for a minute. Just tried to got the stream going for you. I'm going to take a break and I'll be back in a couple minutes. We've got a lot of stuff coming out about money. We're going to play something. The differences between the CBDCs that Washington wants to put in, the digital money that Washington wants to bring out, versus what's going on in the European Union. We're going to go into that. And we're going to go into Donald Trump's problems, because the problems that we're going to face start this week with the tariffs and a lot of other problems as well, considering most of his peace plans and his peace ideals so far appear to be disintegrating. We're going to go into all that when I get back here in a few minutes. Here, have a listen to the intermission. Okay, we're back. We're back. Rowdy Dude with magic numbers. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. Let me pull this up here. You know, one of you guys wrote in, what do I think they're going to do with Social Security? I think the only thing they can realistically do is try to cut waste. They say they're cutting dead people on the Social Security rolls, illegal immigrants. I don't know what percentage of Social Security is garbage. I assumed, you know, how many people getting Social Security that can you get rid of? Basically, are getting it illegally or shouldn't be getting it. And I don't know what the number is. That's what they're going to do first off. What they want to do is raise the retirement age 10 years. That will help dramatically. And they raise the retirement age 10 years. You could increase contributions to people that make more money. Raise the retirement age would be a big deal. I don't know how much they can salvage, how many people are getting it illegally, that type of thing, you know? So that's just for starters. But hold on, let's play this. Let's see her overview.
It is already falling apart, and Congress didn't even have to pass a bill to dismantle it. Offices are shutting down, and there are now astronomically long wait times for Social Security recipients who need their questions answered. And it's all thanks to the efforts of Elon Musk and Doge, according to a deeply concerning report that was just published by the Washington Post. So let's get into the details, Cenk. What concerns you the most about all this?
The fact that...
Oh, I don't want to hear Sank. What's up, Johnny Doomsayer? Thank you, sir, for the support.
In fact, 7,000 Social Security Administration workers received layoff notice.
Well, they can make a lot of Social Security. Most of these offices are going to be bloated. There's going to be easy to thin the ranks. And there's a lot of Social Security that can be automated, I would imagine. Would they like to get rid of Social Security in general? Yes. That would be politically too hot. They can't really do that. 5 Social Security changes Trump's team has enacted so far. How might they impact you? In-person identity verification. So you got to go to the Social Security office in person and get verified. All right. Staffing cuts and office closures. They're probably bloated anyways. I mean, you ever been to an SSA office? Elimination of paper benefits. Benefit payment checks, there you go. Overpayment recovery, okay. Transparency initiatives. I've never heard of this. The $22,924 Social Security bonus most retirees completely overlook. If you're like most Americans, you're a few years or more behind on your retirement savings, but a handful of little-known Social Security secrets could help ensure you boost for retirement. Oh, I think that's an ad or something. The moves would accelerate how quickly Social Security Trust Fund runs out of money, is what they're saying. Well, I think they plan on raising the retirement age. It's the only thing they can do. Claiming Social Security at 62 will shrink your benefits. Why should you do it anyways? I mean, if you can get it, I'd take it. Take it as fast as possible. That's 100% what I would tell you, if you can. Yeah, they definitely want to mess with it. And there could be a lot of irregularities, like illegal aliens getting it. I'm sure there is. I just don't know what percentage they make up. There could be a lot of inefficiencies, but I don't know what percentage. It is a scheme where you pay in and then you take out, and it's based on a super fast growing population. It's just you're going to have to do a few things. Raise the retirement age, I think, would be the easiest. For, let's say, those that are going to get it, 15 years from now or 10 years from now, you got to work to your 72 or whatever. Boomers are the last generation to collect Social Security. Maybe. I think what they would like to do is say if you have a pension, you don't get Social Security. They would also like to let people opt out. I don't know what percentage of Americans would opt out, but people with a lot of money would. There's a couple different things they can do. I don't know that would amount to much, though. Like Warren Buffett would opt out. What's up, Bigot Smalls? Stop anti-Aryanism. Make it illegal not to like us. Make it illegal to not like us. There you go. But The question remains, what will they end up doing besides slashing what they call inefficiencies and moving dead people off the doles and whatnot? I don't know what they can do other than raise retirement age, increase. For instance, if they take the cap off and you have to pay into Social Security beyond the cap, what's the cap? $100,000+ Beyond that, you don't have to pay Social Security tax. If they take the cap off and make it infinity, they could do a lot of different things. I'd rather invest my own money in hard assets. Yeah, they're not going to let you do that. Just try being self-employed. You got all kinds of weird taxes, self-employment tax. They hit you with everything. But the problem is such a political hot potato. All the Gibbs are. All the particular things like this. But you, people pay into it their whole entire lives, so they expect it to be there. You know, there's a lot of these schemes around the world that have challenges, and it's a matter of what to do with a shrinking population as well.
This is from...
Now, this is stablecoins versus CBDC. U.S. and EU are on different paths to the same destination, programmable money. Programmable money is the ultimate in police state shit. You want to police someone, programmable money will get you in the door very easily.
Guy... who's writing for Naked Capitalism, Nick Corbishley, you see that name here, stablecoins versus CBDC. U.S. and EU are on different paths to the same destination.
No, Odyssey is going to run a stablecoin,
which is programmable money.
Oh, I'm sorry, figure, USDC.
This is a good story. He bleeds off of the Genius Act. That's a bill. It's introduced by Republican Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty. The bill aims to regulate stablecoins like Tether's coin, USDT, PayPal, and Circle's USDC, cryptocurrency tokens that are pegged to a fiat currency value, in this case, the dollar. So stablecoins, Tether is the standout here. Tether is pretty well known to have problems backing up its coin. Keep that in mind. The Trump administration sees the regulation and promotion of stablecoins as a roundabout way to keep the dollar supreme in global payments. Centralized stablecoin issuers back their digital tokens using U.S. bank deposits and short-term cash instruments like...
Basically, Europe's coming up with a different scheme than us. The result will be the same, meaning if they don't like you, you can't use your money. They'll just shut down your wallet or shut down your money.
And Trump is on that one.
You look at how they're set up.
Stablecoins.
Right, and it's interesting because it's just going to turn out... You look at how they're setting up the regulatory structure in the Genius Act, it looks like it's just a retail CBDC. In other words, but the banks are going to run it. So you're going to have the big banks running the stable coins. Now, one thing I will say is if you look at what I think they're trying to do in terms of using stablecoin, you're basically going to try through the mobile payment systems and through the tech companies to get every citizen of the world in country after country, particularly countries who have weak currencies, on the dollar. And if they execute this well.
Yeah, the YouTube's down. The stream is down simply because the stream, we had a storm in the area and it reset my computer, hit the surge suppressor.
It really could work.
I agree.
You could YouTube's get going again. Billions of people on, you know, basically holding their money in dollars. And it's very, very clever.
It is. And Corbusley's story is really well done. I mean, I read that. I was like, okay, right. a lot of pieces fell into place. And I read that. I was like, yeah, that makes total sense.
Right.
It explains so many things. They're abandoning CBDC. They're pushing stablecoin. They're pushing crypto. They're pushing the dollar. And they're pushing control. It ticks off so many boxes. It's amazing.
If you look at digital money and an all-digital monetary system, it's, in a sense, it's no different than a CBDC.
It's better than a CBDC because it's run through private parties.
Right.
Yeah, they start going with digital money at the state level, this current crew, it's going to be tough. Dux Fuhrer. Fuhrer? Ridiculous, 70-plus retirement. I already see 80-year-olds working at Walmart who cannot afford to retire. Retirement is now what, 65 years old? 62, I think, you can claim Social Security. 62 or 65. I think you got a choice right now. What they really want you to do is kill anyone over 60 years old or disabled like the Jewish Bolsheviks did in the Soviet Union. All we are is cogs in the machine. 100%. 100%. Yeah, a case for net zero immigration. This was kind of intriguing. This is from Robert Cyrus via Robert's newsletter. You've got all these different financial characters now making a case for net zero migration because of automation and everything else, which is good, actually. A populist Swiss party, which leads most polls, has campaigned on a promise to cap the tiny country's population at 10 million. Let us graciously disagree with Mr. Ramaswamy. No, we don't have to be gracious about it. He's a scam artist. And consider the alternative case that there's no shortage of qualified or trainable workers in America. Imagine Alfred Lutz, formerly employed at Master Diesel Technician, recently retrained as a data scientist working for Walmart. Yeah, on and on it goes. He's saying we don't need H-1Bs. We don't need any of that. You can just retrain Americans, and net zero migration is good because it'll make Americans use their noggins. Be retrained. I agree with all that. Hail Enoch Burke, persecuted for rejecting trans insanity. They have canceled him and stopped his access to his own money. Uh-oh, hold on here. What is maybe next time sending in here? Something about digital money? Yeah, well, they can already cancel your bank account. They don't hesitate to do that. What digital money would do is make some parties would have a lot easier time in canceling you than ever before. It's like a Chinese social credit system. The Chinese money is all digital right now. Enoch Burke's €40,000 bank account to be emptied to pay a portion of contempt fines. All right. His bank account will be emptied to pay the portion of more than $79,000 in contempt court fines he owes. George has ordered Enoch Burke's $40,000 account with Bank of Ireland to be emptied in order to pay a portion the sacked school teacher owes in contempt court fees. He was suspended on full pay as part of a disciplinary process. He confronted the school's principal at a school dinner. The confrontation came after McShane emailed all staff requesting they refer to transgender student by their new name and preferred pronouns. He refused to use the new name of the transgender student and the new pronouns. He refused that. So he basically got a bunch of contempt of court fees, almost €80,000 worth, and they're taking half his money, or they're taking his money as a result. They want to punish you. If you don't go along with the program, they're going to punish you, and they're going to continue punishing you. And they want to make an example out of this guy, obviously, because the better they make an example, the more likely the next person is going to go along with it. Make an example of this dude so you don't have to people just go along with what they're told to do. Trump says he couldn't care less if foreign automakers raise prices due to tariffs. Oh, this is a big week for a lot of this stuff. Trump's economic program. White House officials are quietly freaking out about Trump's upcoming Liberation Day tariff announcement. We'll have to see what happens. The stock market ain't liking it. It may bounce around here for a bit, but man, the stock market. It's looking like Trump's going to have a rough first term. Hartnett, ignore April 2nd. This is the date that will set the market's direction. They're talking about... what are they saying? Bank of America strategist says there are five big inflection points, all that are weak U.S., all that could potentially mean a giant U.S. catalyst. What's the date? Trump to underplay, not overplay April 2nd to avoid second wave U.S. inflation. Trying to see what Bank of America is saying here. I don't see what he says. I assume April 2nd is like D-Day for all these particular tariffs. And they expect maybe giant movement of various different assets on these particular days. I don't know about that. I think a lot of people are going to wait and see exactly what happens because he rolls back this tariff and he rolls back that tariff. He's jawboning here and there, and the markets do not like it. He doesn't seem to care, though. He may be out to wreck part of the stock market. can't imagine that, because that's like a major part of the pension funds, and it's a major part of national security of America as a stock market. But they probably plan on it going down for a while until they get all their tariffs in place and to get to some more secure position. Michigan State is not going to the Final Four. Who pays attention to that stuff? We got tariffs coming down. We got the stock market teetering. And I don't know what it's doing right now. The S word is rippling through Wall Street. It is open. The S word, meaning stagflation, is rippling through Wall Street and Main Street. Stagnant wages and rising inflation. Stagflation is a bitch. It's what we had in the 70s, basically. And we'll have to see exactly what Trump does this week, if he does anything. I don't know. The era of cheap stuff was already ending. Now comes the tariff threat. Goods prices are rising after decades of deflation, and Trump's tariffs will give an added push. Well, there's some things that local producers may make up for. It may start driving the price down. We're going to go through a lot of dislocations because they're undoing Chimerica. They're undoing globalism. They're bringing stuff home, but in the meantime, it's going to be rocky. Canadian banks linked to Chinese fentanyl money laundering risk U.S. Treasury sanctions after cartel terror designation. Damn. They're hitting Canadian banks with money laundering. They're hitting Canadian banks with sanctions. They're giving them a cartel terror designation. They're just punching Canada in the face every day. Canadian banks could soon face a new universe of regulatory scrutiny from the U.S. Treasury. Foreign terrorist organization. Imagine labeling Canadian banks foreign terrorist organization. Damn. Canadian banks tied to Chinese fentanyl money laundering risk U.S. Treasury sanctions. This fentanyl business is a big deal. The Chinese were just dumping this stuff over here, and they're trying to do something about it. And eliminating Mexican cartels and Chinese triads from financial institutions. Yeah, Canada just doesn't give a shit about anything up there, especially not their white citizens. So that'd be wild. This trade war with Canada, which the U.S. is a lot bigger, and the U.S. should end up winning. But generally, trade wars among very close neighbors with entwined economies are, generally speaking, bad news. They always lead to real wars. Not saying this will. I honestly don't know what's going to happen, but it's bad news. At the same time, they've got to do something. They can't just let the status quo continue. America's been looted. So if you're going to try to save America, which I don't know if they can, you first start doing more aggressive things with immigration, more aggressive things for our race, but you would have to go down some particular line on tariffs. You can't allow this particular open-ended scheme to keep looting the country, and you got to bring manufacturing back, but again, you got to go back to tariffs, which everyone else does. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know what they can do. They're not doing anything for us. We'll have to see. This is kind of interesting. You guys might remember Mia Shem. She said Hamas raped her with her eyes, and there are no innocent civilians in Gaza. She's now been drugged and raped by an Israeli fitness trainer. Apparently, this is a big scandal in Israel. So much for that, but we're going into some international news. Gaddafi, I think Americans, this is Gaddafi in 1986, I think Americans are good, but America will be taken over and destroyed from inside by the Zionist lobby. The Americans do not see this. They are getting decadent. A Zionist will use this to destroy them. This is Gaddafi. Classic Gaddafi from 86. History of Trump's man to negotiate world peace should worry us all. Steve Witkoff, the man tasked to wrestle diplomatically with Putin and Netanyahu. Good luck with that, is an old friend and golfing partner of the presidential boss. When it comes to the most sensitive negotiations on earth, he is desperately over his head. Yeah, I mean, this is a hostage negotiator, 68-year-old Bronx-born property developer. Witkoff. The piece did not paint a flattering picture of Witkoff's burgeoning property portfolio. He was lucky enough to meet a man named Mark Walsh, a managing director at Lehman Brothers, who described in terms of basically all these guys in the Trump administration. It's just like they're American oligarchs. And this one is trying to negotiate peace deals here, there, and everywhere, and it's not working. Everything's falling to pieces, like literally right now. Panama Canal deal derailed after Beijing launches antitrust probe. So much for the Panama Canal deal. Now, I think China can just hold the situation up. You can't do anything about America taking over the Panama Canal if they want to do it. But that fell through. Trump says he's very angry and pissed off at Putin during NBC News interview. So much for peace in the Ukraine. Trump threatens new tariffs against Russia. Yeah, President Trump called me to tell me he's pissed off at Russia's President Putin and threatened to impose secondary tariffs on Russian oil. Trump said that Putin's comments on Zelensky are not going in the right direction. This was a reference on Friday plan pitched by Putin for a transition or administration for Ukraine under auspices of the UN. The immediate aim would be ceasefire leading toward democratic elections followed by negotiations of peace agreements. But Europe is, of course, doesn't want peace, and Ukraine doesn't want peace. Ukraine says its latest attack on a Russian airbase blew up 96 cruise missiles, so Ukraine is continuing to attack Russia. We're supposed to have peace or something like that, but Ukraine, Zelensky doesn't want peace, and Europe doesn't want peace. They want to fight Russia. There's nothing more we can do. Apparently, we're bowing out of it. Just going to let these sides go at it until one side's completely annihilated. And Europe, could they field armies? Yeah. Could they push Russia out of Ukraine? If they field a large enough army with good enough stuff, they might be able to push them out of Ukraine. They can't destroy Russia, though, without getting destroyed themselves. You'd have to go nuclear. It's a disaster. You know, these wars are a disaster. And we're seeing another one gear up, and it's going to get larger. Kremlin blasts EU for not wanting peace as it refuses to ease sanctions. Yeah, the EU has no interest in peace with Russia. We will not allow it. Zelensky rejects new mineral draft deal that would recognize U.S. support as loans. So Zelensky, so much for Trump's deals with Zelensky. Witkoff needs to get back in the plane and get back over there because these guys want total war. They want total war. They want Europe and Russia in total war. They want these two sides to destroy each other. And that's what World War III is ultimately about, everyone destroying everyone. At least that's white so far. Greenland, Denmark push back on Vance's visit. Yeah, Greenland doesn't want to be part of the United States. The only way I think that they could get Greenland to be part of the United States is if they actually buy them out, meaning we're going to give you this deal, and this deal means that each Greenland citizen gets another $100,000 based on this natural resource deal. To get some type of arrangement like that where Greenland, the average Greenland citizen realizes, oh, I'm going to get another $50,000 or $100,000 if I do a deal with America. You know, they've got to have something in the game, and it's got to be money. They're not going to be able to do anything else. Iran has rejected direct negotiations with the U.S. in response to Trump's letter. So he's threatened Iran over the next couple months, and this just gets worse. So we've got China messing around with Panama Canal, doing what they can do legally. We've got Ukraine situation. They're going to go at it until one side's completely dead. That's how that's going to go. The Iran situation is FUBAR. There's not going to be any peace there. Supposedly that Iran said they'll have a neutral party negotiator or something like that. They're talking behind the scenes. Usually that's the way this goes. But it's not looking good. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm just giving you the facts. Everything about peace is breaking down as of right now. Totally broke down. The Ukraine situation looks to be FUBAR. If everything is going to be okay, why are the U.S. and the EU feverishly preparing for World War III? I'm curious about the Chinese as well. It's talking about movements of plane. European Union bureaucrats are pushing for every household in the 27-nation bloc to prepare for a kit for war and natural disasters. Key items they will ask the bloc's 450 million citizens to gather include water, energy bars, and a flashlight. Makes sense to me. If anyone were to miscalculate, they think they can get away with an attack on Poland or any other ally, they will be met with the full force of a fierce alliance. This is NATO. Zelensky has predicted that Russian President Putin will die soon in a candid assessment. Well, that might bring peace, but I have a feeling you might get a rougher character, and I don't think he'll die. I think even if he's dead, they'll prop up someone that looks just like him. Russia says UK and France behind latest attacks on its energy infrastructure. These are HIMARS attacks on their energy infrastructure. So this is just picking up speed. It's getting worse. We're heading into some type of flashpoint confrontation, which is going to be bigger than what's currently ongoing. U.S. office focused on shipbuilding aims to counter China's maritime dominance. And don't forget, of course, everything Israel's doing in Lebanon and Palestine and so on and so forth. It just gets worse. Now all we need is China and Taiwan to kick off. But I have a feeling that China wants to stay out of this. Just let whites and everyone else kill each other. And they'll just take over, try to take over the world, try to stay out of war as best they can. We'll see how that works for them and the bankers. U.S. focused on shipbuilding aims to counter China's maritime dominance. Well, here's the problem with that. China has a much greater shipbuilding capacity than the United States. The imbalance has been described as the threat to U.S. national security. China's shipbuilding capacity. China's shipbuilding capacity is more than 230 times that of the U.S. Damn. China has more than half the world's commercial shipbuilding capacity. 2024, one Chinese shipbuilder built more commercial vessels than the U.S. has built since World War II. China has the world's largest naval fleet. U.S. shipbuilding capacity. U.S. lacks a shipyard capacity to build new ships and maintain its current fleet. U.S. Navy is estimated to be 20 years behind in maintenance work. The U.S. is decommissioning viable ships because it can't maintain, modernize, or overhaul them. The U.S. has a weakened military industrial base. I don't know if ships are the way forward. The U.S. might be making other estimations that ships of the conventional type, like surface vessels, aren't the way forward. And the next war is probably going to treat them like floating coffins. So there could be a reason for this. But on paper, it obviously doesn't look good. Does not look good. I'd be curious to see what happens in the next war, how many aircraft carriers go down and how many ships get hit. America being hit by an EMP weapon is the single greatest threat to danger to survival. Well, same would go to the EU, same would go for China, although America's got a whole host of problems if we get hit by EMP. That would be crazy. Drones and guided missiles have made navies obsolete. That's what I say. If war breaks out with India and Pakistan over the latest terror attack in Pakistan, China is right next door. That's one spot that no less than Barack Obama and Bill Clinton said could kick off. Pakistan and India, and that would go nuclear, and that would be devastating. But anyways, this is just some war porn. It's going around. Everything, all of Trump's peace rackets are falling to pieces as of right now. His tariff, and they have to do tariff. It's not just his tariff. It's the oligarchy is having to bring back manufacturing. They've got to do something inside of America. They want to bring back America from the 50s, self-sufficiency, so on and so forth, etc., and make little leave it to Beaver multiracial. It's not going to work for them. They're going to have some problems. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be live tomorrow with Mr. Hersant. Let me pull it up. I have the interview. I have it already scheduled on here on Odyssey. There it is. I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. Jacob Hersant will be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have to stay tuned for that. That should be interesting. First time on the show. He's an interesting young fellow. And we'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Emily Yukas on Friday. I'll be back Wednesday. Cheers, guys. Stay tuned.